It's time for the Middletown Blue Raiders Giant Company pregame show on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Giant Company, Cuppy's Diner, Gingrich Memorials, J&J Pizzeria and Grill, Creations with You in Mind, Jack's Auto Sales, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL Supply Chain, the Hedrick Center, American Legion Post 594, Daly's Golf, the Brownstone Cafe, DFW Post 1620, JD's Junction, Matinchek Funeral Home, the Middletown Moose, Hughes Awards and Raiderville Web Store, and Comics on the Corner. Now let's take it out to the game with Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach here on the Giant Company pregame show as Middletown gets set to take on Boiling Springs, the undefeated Boiling Springs Bubblers here in week, I don't know what week we want to call this in this crazy COVID-induced season. For Middletown, it's week three. For Boiling Springs, it's week four. It would have been, what, week eight by now, or week seven, I think, this week. The end result of what has happened so far, Middletown is 1-1. Boiling Springs is 3-0 and above Middletown in the AAA district ratings, but a lot will be decided about that here tonight. If Boiling Springs can beat Middletown, they are going to have the inside track on the number one seed in the AAA playoffs. If Middletown can win, they're actually still alive, believe it or not, for the number one seed. They're going to have things break their way, but not impossible for Middletown to end up the one, even over a undefeated Wyomissing team. I did the math this week, and they're not like crazy things. They need like 7 of 9 games to break their way. One of them is Trinity beating Big Spring tonight. That's the one that I'd say is far-fetched. The rest of them could happen, so we'll see more about that once it becomes a possibility, maybe next week it's happening. But for right now, Middletown is, they got a week off because of the Camp Hill COVID-related cases that they had. So that, I think that was a good thing for this team to get that week off. And by the way, the points in the district playoffs, if Middletown had played Camp Hill and beat them, they would only be fractionally better than what they are now. I'm talking like 1 to 2 hundredths of a point in standings, and it would only mean that maybe one more of those games has to go the other way. So Middletown really didn't lose much by not playing last week.
Well, your comment of 3-0 Boiling Springs, yeah, I don't recall the last time I remember even hearing that. This has been a program that's been down for several years, but you know, they're trying to get back. Their competition so far this season hasn't been that tough. So now they're running into an actually good football team that they're going to have to prove themselves to tonight. This is really a test for them, not just for Middletown, but more so for them to show that whether or not they deserve to be where they are at the number one spot in AAA right now. But we'll find out. Middletown learned a lot, I think, 2 weeks ago. I think having the week off last week would have been nice to play Camp Hill, but I think it helped this team maybe to refocus itself, to heal a little bit, and to realize there's some things that they're missing offensively that they have to gravitate to get some of their guys that they haven't been utilizing that much a little more into the offense. And we'll talk to Coach Brett Myers about that in just a little bit.
All right, so we will take time out. When we come back, John will talk to Brett Myers, head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. So we will be back after this. This is the Giant Company pregame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Giant Company believes that the world is a better place when families come together at their table and connect over a meal, no matter where that table may be. For simple, affordable meal solutions for your family, it's your local Giant. And online at giantfoodstores.com. Giant, a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders.
The Hedrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hedrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hedrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Hughes News Awards and S&H Screen Printing now have their new Raiderville web store up and running. The link is located at RaiderWeb.org. Screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and awards. It's Hughes Awards and S&H Screen Printing at 717-566-0245.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available, but they are currently not allowing non-members because of the pandemic. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Back on the Giant Company pregame show, John Wilsbach alongside Brett Myers, head coach for the Middletown Blue Raiders football team. Coach, an off week last week. I know you didn't want that, but you couldn't have an opponent and you didn't get to play anyone. How did that work out for the team?
Yeah, you know, our kids want to play, and we want to get them out in the field and enjoy football as much as they can. And it didn't work out last week, but in the long run, it might have been a blessing. It gave us an opportunity to get a little healthier and some guys back full strength where they can, you know, perform the way we'd expect.
Let's go back 2 weeks. What did you learn from a loss against Steel High?
Well, first, give Steel High credit. They did a great job. You know, we tried to do a couple things different because of some of the injury things we had. And looking back, we should probably just stay true to who we were and, you know, try to get downhill a little better offensively and, you know, get all our playmakers involved in the game. And then defensively, just, you know, stay true to what we do, which is emphasizing simple defense with a lot of run into the ball. And, you know, like I said, we got away from that a little bit with some of the injuries. But, you know, looking back, we'll be better for it.
Do you change anything offensively because of how that game went?
No, I think, you know, in the end, we'll just make sure our playmakers get the ball. I mean, we got a lot of good football players, whether it's TJ Daniels or Jules Nestor or Taj. You know, we got some guys that can do some stuff, and we just need to make sure we follow through with it and get them the ball.
Offensive line, you got Potter back this week for the first time. That's got to make you happy.
Yeah, having Amir back is nice. I mean, he's a force, you know, in the run game. And, you know, the other guy that people miss out on is Jeremy Wells. You know, he's been out for 2 weeks, and, you know, he's a starting guard, and he's done a great job for us. And getting him back, both of those guys back at the guards, should have, you know, get some things rolling for us.
And you look at a team like Boiling Springs, it's been down the last several years and coming in unbeaten and bringing a lot of those points with them that will certainly benefit a Middletown team if they win.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to the game tonight. I mean, we're not too worried about the playoffs down the road, but in the end, it's a great opportunity for us to compete against a team that's undefeated. And, you know, they're so much improved from the past couple of years. You can tell their coaches really work hard on fundamentals, and it ought to be an exciting game tonight.
Another change of position. You needed another kicker. What happened to Spears, and who do you have?
So, Tyson Leach will kick off for us. Sessa will still do the extra points and field goals, and punter could be anywhere from Schaefer to TJ Daniels to Sessa to Leach. It just depends on where we're at in the game and what we're trying to do. But special teams seems to be working itself out as the season goes on also.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.
Brett Myers, head coach for Middletown, back with more here on the Giant Foods pregame show and the Giant Company pregame show on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select knows the Middletown area, whether you're buying or selling. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Welcome back on the Giant Company pregame show. John Wills back alongside Steve Leedy. Also with us, Joe Gassert, handling our defensive stats tonight. And we brought back all the way from Indianapolis our Dan Nogueira, who's going to be on the sideline doing our Facebook and updating you with Facebook stuff and live highlights, well, recorded highlights from down on the sideline as they happen. It's a big game. Boiling Springs 3-0, and we're not expected to be where they are right now against a 1-1 Middletown, and certainly has playoff point implications tonight. The good news for Middletown, getting some players back from injury. Two notables, though, that are not back. The quarterback, Tony Powell, just had the cast taken off his right arm because he had a break in that radius from that Central Dolphins scrimmage. He says he'll be rehabbing the next couple weeks. Might be back in the playoffs. We'll see. The other one, Tate Leach, with that left elbow injury, he's done for the season, so you will not see him at all here in the football season. But, you know, he's with his teammates. He's giving support. He's down the sideline and helping out there. But his brother is now on the roster and will be helping out with the kicking, and that is Tyson Leach, a soccer player and a good baseball player too. So look for him tonight as we do this roster. But we're going to step out. Yeah, the national anthem here. Those of you watching on NFHS, welcome to our broadcast. Those of you listening to the mainstream on WNSSFM.com, the alternate stream tonight is Altoona versus Central Dolphin. We'll come back with kickoff. It's Middletown and Boiling Springs here on the Giant Company pregame show on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
JD's Junction of Middletown. You can dine inside or outside, or get carry out. Steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and wings. Open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays through Sunday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. JD's Junction on Mill Street across from the train station. Their number is 616-8952.
Matichik Funeral Home and Cremation Services is a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics. Matichik Funeral Home can customize a funeral or cremation service for your personal or financial needs. The Matichik family has been serving your family since 1961. Matichik Funeral Home and Cremation Services wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Cuppy's Diner is the longest-running family diner in Pennsylvania, and they've served the community since 1933. Serving breakfast, grab-and-go carryout, and their Thursday box dinners. Cuppy's is open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until noon. Cuppy's Diner, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
American Legion Post 594 in Middletown is available to rent for your party or function. They also have in-house catering. Membership information is available for veterans, their relatives, or the public. The kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday until 10 p.m. Their number is 944-4797. American Legion Post 594 wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
WMSSFM.com. WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach here for Middletown and Boiling Springs. Again, the Bubblers come into this game after losing all their games last season. It was an 11-game losing streak in total, and they have turned it around. They are 3-0 this year. Has to feel great for head coach Brad Zell for his kids after experiencing a winless season last year. Coming back and really turning things around. Granted, they have not played the toughest opponents so far this year. Only one win amongst the opponents of Boiling Springs. But when you start winning, you start to get that feeling and the knack of how things are supposed to work. So a great improvement already this year for this Boiling Springs team. A big step up for them here tonight against Middletown, who struggled 2 weeks ago. A very tough game against a very potent Steel High passing attack, and D1 recruit Makai Flowers and coach's son Alex Irby on as quarterback. They gave Middletown a rough night here, so the Raiders have had a week to lick their wounds here and get that extra week of rest. And right now the Raiders will be kicking off to the Bubblers to get this scrap underway.
Middletown wearing the blue jerseys, gold pants. The Bubblers in the all-white with that purple and yellow trim. We do have a few more fans here tonight than past games. Visiting fans were allowed. They only allowed so many of the parents. Same thing here with the parents and a certain amount of the community. Everyone is safely spaced and wearing masks. And we are set for kickoff for the first quarter. Here's Steve.
Tyson Leach to kick it away. There's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded by Patrick Garvey at the 23-yard line, trying to break to the outside. Now comes to the middle, spun around, and he will be down around the 30-yard line.
Well, you're going to see there's some decent players on this Boiling Springs team that have gotten off to a nice start, and they've got some experience out there as well. Quarterback Colin Lundy. Got the tailbacks, Devon James, and also Joseph Menke, and a few wide receivers, Nathan Yonk, Carson Garvey, Patrick Garvey. Look for those guys to get the ball.
They're going to want to run the football. That's what they do. Menke in motion. It's going to be a quick throw, and it is off the mark, looking to get it to James. Out of the backfield, it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, he had Tajay Brody from Middletown coming right in, put that pressure on. He had to get rid of it quickly and just put it out of reach of Devon James, who could not hold on. They like to run the wing T, or as Coach Zell says, kind of a slight version of the wing T from what his old mentor and former assistant coach who helped him, Tim Rimfel, called it.
Second and 10, handoff goes to Menke, cuts back, has a hole, and will be close, and he is going to fight his way for the first down, coming off the left side of the offensive line, and he gets 11 yards and will move the chains here for the Bubblers.
We saw some holes that really opened up a lot during that Steel High game, and certainly they had the athletes and some good blocking there, but the Raiders have got to tighten it up a little bit, not allow as much, and a little more stunting, fill those gaps.
First down and 10, Bubblers at their own 42. Handoff, Menke, hole again. This time he cuts back into the teeth of the Middletown defense, and he'll be stopped after a gain of 4 yards.
And that was set up by Middletown getting blocked on that outside. The blocker got Jade Wotring and kind of just moved him out and gave just enough room there around that left end to cut it upfield.
Some stats on the running backs. Menke, 32 for 312. That's 9.7. And the James, the other running back, 24 for 239. That's 9.9. Here's Lundy to throw, and he airmails it over the head of Menke out of the backfield.
Pass intended for number 23.
Just a little bit too high on that far side. Raiders were there with the coverage. This is a balanced attack using that wing tee and trying to get a lot out of the receivers. Get a little motion from time to time. Try to keep the Middletown defense off balance. That's what they want to do.
I think we need to see if it's a balanced attack.
Yeah.
Lundy on the season only has 152 yards passing. So after three games, that's only 50 yards a game passing. So we're going to need to see if they can throw the ball downfield. That's the biggest question I have. Third down and six. James in motion. Hand off to the fullback up the middle. Not going to get much. That is Metzger. He'll be met after a two-yard gain. It'll be fourth down and two. And I guess you could say might be decision time. We do know that the quarterback is the punter. So
sometimes he will just give that punt from the shotgun position. A little surprised they went with a fullback there. You know, you needed several yards for the first, and instead you're just running the simple belly dive up the middle with a fullback who, you know, is only going to get you maybe a yard or two on that instead of going on what has been working thus far, moving the ball.
The fourth down and four, they line up quick. Split backfield, handoff goes to James, tries to cut, gets close to the first down. I don't know.
All depends where he went down, where that knee hit or where the ball hit. We were shielded a little bit by the players tackling. I thought he personally had it. And you know how these officials have been the last several years. If it's close, they give it to you. But they're going to bring the chains in on this one. Hopefully they got a good spot on it, a good fair spot from where we are. And we are right near the 50-yard line. And this is placed on the 48 of Middletown. And we can see straight down that line. And it looks pretty doggone
close.
I thought he had it.
I thought he had it, too. But I think he's going to have it by the nose of the ball. And he does.
Yeah.
He has it by just the nose of the football.
Yeah, a couple inches. Not much there. But I think it was a fair spot. And, you know, good, strong, solid run by James.
And this is a, if nothing else, this is a confidence-building drive for Boiling Springs.
That's right.
They come into this game pretty much a known underdog. And if you can march down the field and score on your first possession, that'll do wonders for your psyche in this football game. Split backfield, first down and 10. Middletown 48-yard line. Here's Menke going left now, back to the middle, across the 45 and tackled at the 44. Another 4-yard gain for Menke. And you can see that the offensive line of Boiling Springs has done a little bit of work. They are able to get some holes open for Menke to run through.
Well, and they've got some big boys there. You've got Mason Sowers, the 6'4", 260-pound senior center. Got a couple guards. One is Ackley at 215 pounds. McClintock, 175, a year tackle. 5'8", 270 is Evan Beam. And 6'1", 285, Hunter Coyle.
Split backfield. Handoff goes to Metzger, fullback to the outside. He's got some room, 30, and tackled before he goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That is a 16-yard run and a first down for the Bubblers.
He didn't see any containment, so he was like, hey, well, I'll take it to the outside. And that's what he did. And Bryant had to put the afterburners on to speed up and catch him because he was the closest one getting him to the outside.
So Boiling Springs driving here on the first possession of the game. Now James in the backfield with Metzger. It's going to be a pitch. James trying to get to the outside. Breaks the containment, stays on his feet, and will be tackled short of another first down, down at the 19-yard line, a gain of 9 yards.
And Jeremy Wells had to catch him over there. And again, right now they're exploiting the outside. And, you know, they're getting free, getting out to the flats, and then able to get several more after that, deciding where they want to go. But very poised right now on this first offensive drive.
With backfield, Menke and Metzger. It's going to be Menke this time coming to the left. Gets the first down, submarined at the 15-yard line.
I mentioned all those big guys there at the line, and I mentioned that tackle. Hunter Coyle, 285 pounds, 6'1" junior.
Travis Hannon with the carry.
And
stop by number 21, Aldrick Bryant.
Really moving some guys out of the way right now on that left side.
Ball spot at the 14-yard line where it'll be first down, Boiling Springs.
James and Metzger in the backfield. Lundy under center here on first down and 10. Handoff goes to James trying to bounce outside. This time Middletown got some penetration up front, and James had nowhere to go coming across the formation.
Yeah, needed that. Wells, another one in there once again, and getting some help from some of the guys along the line, like Tymir Jackson. We mentioned our Dan McGarrow is back joining us for this game as he has been out in Indianapolis with one of the television distribution places. We put him back on the sideline. Put him to work.
James and Metzger in the backfield. Lundy looking to throw, looking for Menke out of the backfield. Now Lundy's in trouble. He's running for his life. Now we'll just throw it out of bounds. Good decision because he was getting chased down in the backfield there by a couple of Raiders.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jackson and Brody coming in on you. When you have that, you're kind of not looking anymore for receivers. You're just running for your life. And had he decided to pull the trigger immediately off the snap, those first few steps back, he did have a man over on the right side, but after that, he just could not have a chance to even look up. He was just trying to get rid of it.
Here we go, third down and 12 at the Middletown 16-yard line. Split backfield. It's going to be Lundy looking to throw down across the middle, and it is incomplete into the hands of the fullback Metzger, but he could not haul it in, and it's fourth down, and we'll see what happens here with Boiling Springs. Do they have somebody that can kick a field goal?
I don't know, but it was a good pass. That was a drop, Steve, because that was right there. It was lofted right over the middle, and Lundy knew he had to get rid of it because he had bodies coming in straight on his face. Put it right there, but Metzger just couldn't hold on.
Jack Lang is the kicker. 33-yard attempt to try to put the Bubblers on the board. Snap. Hold is down. Kick is away. Got plenty of juice behind it, and it is good. So the Bubblers take the lead. We'll take timeout. 7:09 left to play. First quarter. It is Boiling Springs 3, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach here. With 7:09 left to go in the opening quarter, Boiling Springs takes their opening drive down the field. Kick a 33-yard field goal to take the lead in this game.
Took their time. Nice and poised, as I mentioned earlier. Took some time off the clock. Only got 3 points out of it, though.
Lang will boot it away. It's taken to the 20-yard line. Bringing it across is Bryant, and he is going to be tackled at the 23-yard line.
Slipped a little bit off the grab, and it kind of took a little momentum off the run back and allowed Boiling Springs to get down there and get in his face, and he really didn't have much blocking in front of him by taking that ball from the far side. But this gets the Raider offense on the field for the first time in this game. We talked in the pregame with the coach and mentioned, as a lot of folks probably noticed, in that Steel High game, they just didn't do enough offensively with Tajay Brody, and I think you're going to see Brody get a few more touches in this game, whether it's a run or a pass.
First and 10 for Middletown. Handoff is going to go to Brody on that jet sweep from the wing position, and he is running people over and still on his feet across the 35 to the 37-yard line. That is a 14-yard carry for Tajay Brody.
And it's nice to see, too. You know, you've got one of your main players on this team. Get him the ball. You've got Jackson. You've got Brody. Let him have it.
Here's a handoff to Bryant. Spins off of a man at the 38-yard line and is able to pop his way forward to the 42.
Good spin off of a man. Didn't have much to go with, but he was able to get that spin and dive forward for a few more. Raiders aren't wasting any time offensively. They're attacking very quickly. Boiling Springs has to adjust on the fly.
Second down and five. Three receivers in a bunch to the left. Rodriguez is going to throw a quick pass. That's caught by Brody, and he has two defenders on him right away. It's going to be a minimal gain, maybe a half yard.
But this is something you want to do. You want to start mixing it up more and more. The more you get to Brody, they're going to put two guys on him. It's going to free Jackson up. Then they're going to have to start focusing more on Jackson. You're going to be able to free up Bryant or get a receiver open and Nestor or, you know, someone out on a slant or something. The more you mix it, the more you get into more guys' hands, you're going to spread that offense open.
Third down and five, wing and slot to the left. Brody comes in motion to the right. It's going to be a handoff to Jackson going up the middle trying to hurdle the traffic, and he will get stopped after a gain of about two. It's going to be fourth down and three, and it looks like the punt team is on its way in.
Good stop by Boiling Springs defense. That gives them an early confidence boost. One, to get 3 points on the board. Two, to stop the Middletown offense here. As the offensive line comes off the field, a couple of the guys getting an earful. It's all about execution.
Again, Nolan Sessa, the usual kicker for Middletown, still out due to injury. So it's going to be T.J. Daniels to boot it away. Garvey back to receive. There's a snap. Daniels boot. Nice high kick. Headed out of bounds. Oh, no, it takes a nice Middletown hop right on the sideline and down the sideline inside the 10.
I thought it was going out, too. It looked like it was going out, but it took that bounce just inside the sideline, kind of angled back to the middle of the field and down it straight wind. That was a nice punt by Daniels. That was a boomer. Got a good spiral on it, good lift. Just the right angle to give it that direction, to give it some distance.
The ball is going to be right at the, just inside the 8-yard line here. So a lot of green in front of Boiling Springs, who leads Middletown 3-0 here. 4:35 to go in the first quarter.
And they just go to the fullback on the handoff.
Yeah, quick hitter to Metzger, the fullback, and find some room. And he's almost got enough for another first down.
Brought down by number 50,
they have been able to be effective running the football so far.
Ball spot at the 17-yard line.
Those of you tuned in to WNSSFM.com, if you're looking for the Altoona Central Dolphin game, that's on the alternate stream. So you'll have to click on that. If you're on the TuneIn app, just click on the main menu and click Choose Other Stream, and you'll get that game.
Second down and one. James comes back from the wing position. Handoff again. A quick hitter up the middle. And that's going to be Trey McCardell, the fullback, for a couple yards and a first down.
Going with a couple of the fullbacks to start this game. Quite impressive that, you know, they've got a few guys that they can go to in that backfield.
Timeout, Middletown.
Middletown takes a timeout. We'll step out as well. 3:49 left to play in the first quarter. It's Boiling Springs 3, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The newest business in Middletown is Comics on the Corner, located at the corner of East E Mall and Pine Streets. Thousands of comics from the 1950s to today. Open Wednesday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6. Subscription services are available. Their number is 717-413-7468. Online on Facebook at Comic Trader.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, 3:49 left to go in the first quarter. Boiling Springs leading Middletown 3-0. Middletown taking a defensive timeout to get some things straight.
Well, they've been giving up a lot of run thus far. And when you're giving up outside runs to the fullback, that's a problem.
And off goes to Menke, finds a hole. Now he'll be tackled around the 30-yard line as they will swarm to him at a gain of 5.
Yeah, mostly everything's been coming outside. You know, they've gotten a few up the middle, but everything on the outside, and there hasn't been that much containment. And if there is, There's some good blocking going on. And Boiling Springs has taken advantage of it thus far. Now it's a four-quarter game. Let's see where these guys are physically, you know, later in the contest.
Cardell and James in the backfield. James gets the handoff. A lot of traffic this time, and Zettelmoyer is going to be the one to put the helmet to the bread basket back there, and that is going to be a loss of about four on the play.
Zettelmoyer, who had been last couple, well, last game, that is, playing in the guard position, moving back into the tight end position for this game, but also plays defensively out there. He was a fill-in while Potter was out and Wells was out. So they needed his services and moved the tight end to the line. But, heck, a couple years ago, he was the backup quarterback, too.
There we go. Third down and nine. Wide receiver to the left side of the formation. Lundy in some trouble. Jackson gets him, and he just throws it away at the last second. Incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down and a punt situation upcoming for the Bubblers.
And he was lucky that he was able to get it away, and he had the tight end Bear over on that far side and was able to at least throw it near him. But good pressure that time by the Raiders, and I think that's probably what they've been told in the timeout. Better containment. Let's get to the quarterback. Let's get inside quicker.
Lundy, the quarterback, again, also the punter. He'll get this away. It's a short kick heading out of bounds. And takes a neutral bounce before going that way and stays in the field of play. And Boiling Springs will down it at the Middletown 48-yard line. So good field position here for the Raiders on their second possession.
And we'll keep you abreast of all the other scores going on around the mid-state tonight, coming up at halftime and on our post-game show.
6-0 Altoona early.
Leading Central Dolphin. Interesting. Cumberland Valley's playing McDevitt tonight. Mechanicsburg and Susquehanna Township. Got some others we'll keep tabs on.
Right out to either side here with Wotring in motion. Now play fake. Rodriguez throws it. It is caught, and losing his footing is Julian Nestor. It's going to be a loss of about six.
Number three, Julian Nestor.
On the play, and credit War Memorial Field for that tackle.
Yeah, it came back and was coming back for the pass, and when he caught it and had to come back more than what he wanted to, the pass was thrown back that far, so nice effort coming back for it, but when he tried to turn, made the slip.
You know, Jackson has some room up the middle, juking, jiving across midfield, and he is going to be a couple of yards short of the first down. So that's about a 14-yard carry for Tymier Jackson.
Good to see him back in health. That Steel High game, we kept seeing him come off the field limping and struggling and getting retaped, and you know, just beaten down by the Rollers in that game. But back to good health and ready to get back to winning.
They're down and two at the Boiling Springs 44-yard line. Wotring goes across the formation handoff, just going to Jackson up the middle and just bulldozes his way for what appears to be enough for the first down, and it is. They do wave the chains forward.
Jackson again with Harry.
Next week, Middletown's at Trinity.
Where it is a first down.
We'll be on the air at 6:40 on the radio and on the internet. I do not believe the Trinity has NFHS, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think so.
So it'll just be radio.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Rodriguez looks back over for signal from Coach Myers. 40 seconds left in the quarter. 3-0 Boiling Springs. First and 10 here for Middletown at the Bubblers 42. It's going to be a handoff. That is to Brody. Big stiff arm. And it's run out of bounds at the 39-40-yard line.
It's almost like you're a high school kid and some kindergartner comes running after you and just put the arm out. Brawr, knock him down.
You know what? I think the kid that got knocked down, I think he'll take that.
Yeah.
Because he only got 1 yard on the carry.
So he slowed him up enough.
So he'll take it. Second down and nine. Man in motion is Bryant. Fake. Pitch to Brody, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. As Brody had, I think Mankey was there defensively for the Bubblers.
Well, it was a right side screen and really didn't throw the defense off that much. They really didn't sell that as a screen. You know, the screen, you want that whole defensive line to come straight in after the quarterback. Instead, they did a couple little fakes and then tossed it over to Brody on the right side. He had no blocking in front of him, and as soon as he tried to catch it, he got hit.
They're down in nine, double wing formation, wide out. In the near side here is Nestor. Rodriguez going to throw. Looking for Nestor. Caught, 20, in stride, 10, 5, touchdown. A 41-yard pass from Rodriguez to Nestor, and he couldn't have put that in any better of a location. Right in front of Nestor, caught it in stride, and on his way to the end zone, in Middletown leads 6-3 with 11 seconds to go in quarter number one.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen that pattern in the last few years in the success of the Middletown program, that deep post pattern? And you're right, for a second, when he released the ball like that, man, he's throwing this awful long. Where is he going for it? But Nestor just turned on the burners, caught up to it, perfectly thrown, perfectly pulled down, and Nestor was off to the end zone on that deep slant, that post pattern.
So here is Tyson Leach in for the extra point. Snap, hold, the kick is on the way, and it's got just enough to get over the crossbar. So we'll take timeout. 11 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It is Middletown 7, Boiling Springs 3. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Giant Company believes that the world is a better place when families come together at their table and connect over a meal, no matter where that table may be. For simple, affordable meal solutions for your family, it's your local Giant. And online at giantfoodstores.com. Giant, a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach. Here are 11 seconds left in the first quarter, and so far it's been a tough contest. Boiling Springs has had the ball, I'd say, for the majority of the first quarter. But Middletown gets it off of a punt, short field, and a big third down and nine conversion on a 41-yard touchdown pass from Rodriguez to Nestor. And that's the first touchdown of the game. Middletown leads 7-3.
Our Dan Magaro's on the sideline doing our WMSS 91.1 FM Facebook. And he was right there down around the 10 on that last play. So I think he may have captured it. We'll find out when it's uploaded for you to watch it on our Facebook page.
Tyson Leach to kick it away. Bear and Garvey back deep for the Bubblers. Here's a high end over end kick heading the way of Garvey. Fields it 18-yard line. And he will sidestep man at the 30-yard line and get out to the 39 before he is tackled. 1 second left in the quarter. Oh, they're just going to wave it off. Okay.
Jason Sooner.
I guess that they're going to call. Are they going to call the quarter?
That's what it's looking like.
We'll see. I don't know if they're going to call this. There's triple zeros on the score.
And now they do.
Okay, now they do. All right, so we've reached the end of one. We'll step out. Our score after one, it is Middletown 7, Boiling Springs 3. Back in the second quarter after this here in the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Hughes Awards and S&H Screen Printing now have their new Raiderville web store up and running. The link is located at raiderweb.org. Screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and awards. It's Hughes Awards and S&H Screen Printing at 717-566-0245. Well, we found out that it is on Facebook now. Our Dan Magaro has it posted. Has the last touchdown on there from Nestor. So check it out at our Facebook. We start the second quarter.
And Boiling Springs will be going from our left to right. They got James back there right now, and the Wildcat takes a snap, tries to run it left, and immediately gets wrapped up by a bunch of Raiders, including Beasley. So we're seeing the Wildcat where the running back is in the shotgun, just takes a snap, and great penetration by Beasley in that whole right side of the defensive line for Middletown, and able to get in there and make that stop.
At the 38-yard line.
Yeah, that plays like that don't work when the defense is in there right away. They just had, you didn't have nowhere to go.
Brings up a second down and 11 from their own 39-yard line. Handoff, nope, it's a pass attempt. Incomplete, far side. Nice job by Lundy. It looked like he'd handed it off, but once he did try to throw it, just got swatted away.
Yeah, it was time here, Jackson. He had... Surprise, surprise. Jackson and Brody bearing down on the quarterback. And Jackson just put the mitts up there and batted it down. Lundy having a hard time throwing the ball. And this is kind of what I expected to see. Lundy is 0 for 6 in this game. I thought it would be difficult for Boiling Springs to have a passing attack in this game because they haven't done it all year. And to try to have to do it here is a tough task.
James and Metzger back there. Looks like they tried the counter crisscross. That's not going anywhere, and flags are also thrown. Ball may have been stripped out all the way back at the 30-yard line.
Flag on the play.
But that counter play, just too much congestion there in the backfield.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be a face mask.
You are correct.
It's not the personal foul variety face mask.
Penalties, a face mask on Middletown.
A good pressure by the Raiders to get in there and break that up. But it moves it only up to the 35-yard line after their loss.
35-yard line, where it'll be third and 14.
So it's third down and 14 from their own 35. We're just underway, second quarter, 7-3. Middletown leading Boiling Springs. John Wilsbach and Steve Leedy, Middletown's War Memorial Field. This time Lundy is under center. He'll hand it off going to the left side to Mankey, and he will find nowhere to run, and will lose a few more.
Brought down for a loss on the play by number 10, Dylan Zettelboy.
So fourth down, and the Raiders defense starting to catch on.
Yeah, about to say, the Middletown touchdown seems like it totally shifted the momentum in this game, whereas the offensive line of Boiling Springs on this drive got taken to the woodshed by the defensive front of Middletown.
Lundy boots this one over on the far side, bounces around the 40, and picked up all the way back around the 30, up to the 40-yard line, and returned to the 42.
It was Wall. He's been the punt returner.
Derek Wall, a little dangerous back there on that one.
Derek Wall with
but
return.
Able to hold on and grab it and bring it back a few. Middletown takes over at its own 43 with a 7-3 lead.
John, one thing I wanted to at least bring up here tonight, I've been digging through a lot of the Middletown football history, and this season with the whole COVID thing, very similar to what happened back in 1941. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Rodriguez back there. Pitches it out to Jackson near side.
Brody.
Make that Brody up to the 50. And then trying to stay in bounds, steps out. But again, just stiff-arming people out of the way.
Brody with the carry.
And will be close to the first down marker. They should give it to him.
Nathan Yunk is feeling the funk after that. Because he just, the big stiff arm there from Brody.
These times when I see him at school, I'm just going to have to ask him, hey, just give me a stiff arm. Just for fun. Let me have it. Have the ambulance there standing by. Her. Yeah. Trainer Sue. Here's a handoff. First down. Again, it's Brody trying to go left side. He'll dive forward for a gain of a yard to the 46 of Boiling Springs.
Brody again with the carry.
The 1941 thing. The
1941.
There was a polio outbreak. It was pretty much everywhere. Middletown only played six games that year, They didn't even go to school until, I think, the last week of September. So school was delayed for a month, and everybody was basically locked up. It was a big pandemic, just like what we have with COVID this year.
The 46 will hand it off to Jackson, spins his way to the outside, breaks one tackle, still standing and still dragging a few guys with him all the way to the 42-yard line. Great second effort to give him another 5 yards or so. We'll bring up a third down and four for Middletown at the 41 of Boiling Springs. Raiders going from right to left, 8:52 to play in the second. It's 7-3 Middletown. Rodriguez back there. Jackson to his left. Rodriguez is going to keep it. Now he swings it out. Near side, here's Brody at the 30, the 20, and knocked out of bounds inside the 20. Just kind of a nice little soft lob. And Brody picks up the first.
I don't know if that was exactly how they...
it's almost like...
how they drew that up, but it was...
It's almost like the option in a way.
Yeah, but it was a. I'll say I'm a Seahawks fan, so I'll call it Russell Wilson-esque by just pushing that ball over the defender and floating it right to Brody, and nice gain of 22 yards.
Raiders have trips on the right side. Very tight formation there. This time it's a pitch to the right side. Bryant looking for a hole, gets inside the 20. And then pushed back, just gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe an extra yard or so.
Yeah, I'd say it was a good 1 yard run for Bryant, because he made a really, really nice shift back to the middle. Unfortunately, there was just nowhere to go. There were too many white shirts in the middle. But he made a nice fake step and made the defender miss.
This time Jackson will line up to the back left of Rodriguez. In motion is Bryant. It'll be Jackson running right, following Brody, weaving his way inside the 10, spun around the 5, got face masked on the spin, but he's in, standing up. Touchdown, Middletown.
Jackson made that look easy. He didn't have any. He didn't have a hand on him until he got inside the 5-yard line, and he gets the 18-yard touchdown run, and now Middletown puts a little space between them and the Bubblers.
They lined up Brody there just on that wing on the right side, the inside wing, and he just followed him and stayed to his right side, his outside, and great blocking and a great run. That face mask, against Boiling Springs. They'll assess that on the kickoff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
13-3 Middletown. Extra point coming up. Nolan Sessa.
No.
I mean Leach.
No, that is Sessa. 83.
Kick is short.
Extra point attempt by 83. Nolan Sessa is...
Yeah,
no
that
good.
Was Sessa.
First score, Boiling Springs 3. Yeah, Middletown 13.
I don't know if he got... touched, or he just shanked it, but didn't have much behind it and barely went. We'll keep it right here with Middletown leading 13-3 almost midway through this second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down all the out-of-town scoreboard stats, give you a little update on what's going on with those teams in AAA that we'll have to keep an eye on, and who they're playing and what's going on. You mentioned that polio outbreak back in 41, and I'm sure some of our diehard Blue Raiders who are listening, our old timers, remember it.
Well, you have to be about 90 at this point if you can remember that. I'm sure we have some 90 plusers out there that can remember it. There was another medical thing in 1957. There was a flu outbreak where a couple games got moved around at the end of October. I think they were out of school maybe for a week or two just because of influenza. It was just a flu outbreak. And they didn't play one of the games and got moved to the very end of the year. Played those games around Thanksgiving. They played the regular season almost to Thanksgiving, back in the early days.
Go ahead.
By the way, I love the idea of going onside right here. You get that 15-yard penalty?
Yeah.
I kick it onside.
And that's what they try to the near side. Takes a bounce, but grabbing onto it nicely is Eli Crum, the 6-foot senior tight end linebacker, and he was able to hold on to it. But absolutely, when you have that good field position, go ahead and give it a try.
Yeah, you're not giving anything up. You blasted the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, again at the 20-yard line. Here, you try an onside kick, and if it fails, they have it at the 30-yard line. Big deal, you know? It's worth the gamble. It's always worth the gamble to do that if you get a 15-yarder tacked onto a kickoff.
I bet you our diehard Raider listener, Joe Offenbecker, lives right over on the other side of the stadium. He's probably looking out the window now. We'll wave to him. I bet he remembers that polio outbreak. All right, here's a handoff right up the middle. I think it's Metzger.
I think it's the other fullback.
Menke.
No, it's the other fullback. It's McCardell.
Oh, yep, you are correct. So McCardell gets across the 35 up to the 36.
Yeah, and this is an important drive for Boiling Spring because
right now
the momentum is going seriously the other way. It's now 13-3. They have to establish that they can move the football, and they certainly did not on their last drive.
McCardell remains in the backfield, but they'll hand it to a sweeping left side with Menke. He has nowhere to go because the Raiders contained the outside and just came right in and blocked it up. Late flag thrown. And maybe going against Middletown.
Yeah, we'll see what.
Ball spot at the 34-yard line.
That's a loss of about.
Loss of two.
Two, yeah. You got the personal foul against Middletown, not indicating what kind of personal foul.
Dead ball, so it happened after the play.
Personal foul, Middletown.
That'll give a first down to Boiling Springs. Head coach Brad Zell, former assistant at Cumberland Valley for many years there under Tim Rimfel, who was the head coach at CV, and many years before that at McDevitt. Rimfel was on his staff here a little bit, but no longer coaching. Handoff, left side, James finds a hole off the left tackle. Gets across midfield to the 46. Of Middletown. And
46-yard line where it'll be
Dan McGarrow has posted that last score by Middletown. So check us out on Facebook and you'll be able to see that highlight. Second down and 5 of the 46 of Middletown. McCardo in the backfield. James goes in motion. McCardo with the handle. He gets the first down inside the 40. McCardo is tackled at the 38, maybe the 37. Right up the gut. Trey McCardo.
We hit her with the fullback. The hole was there, and he got a nice chunk.
37-yard line where it'll be first down.
9 yards on the carry.
First down. At the 37 of Middletown, back split. They'll go this time to the right side, and Menke still standing at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Flag on the field back here.
Joseph Menke may have been a hold for him to get out like that.
This happened early. The flag was really early.
Could have been an illegal shift. Let's see
zebra
what they're
conference.
Talking about. Yeah.
It's a zebra conference.
That means it's something. Who lined up wrong where? Let's double check and make sure. Or who moved? Was he able to move? Did that person? You want to get it right. When it's a score, always make sure it's right.
VAR? No, they don't have that here.
Because at some point you're going to have to go explain it to the opposing coach. And it is false start against Boiling Springs. So yeah, one of the officials saw someone moving.
Yeah, so it came out really early. It was too early to be holding because Menke had barely gotten the football and the flag came flying. So usually if you see a hold, it comes out another couple seconds after that did. So it had to be some sort of infraction on the snap.
That hurts. Boiling Springs was back in this one.
The ball's moved to the 42-yard line.
Not that they're out of it now, but they would have been certainly a lot closer and finally reaching the end zone. It's a 13-3 lead for Middletown. 5:30 to play in the second quarter. So now it's a first down and 15 at the 42. McCardell back there. He'll get the carry going left, gets hit once, twice, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard if that.
They'll
mark it on the 41, so now it's second and 14. McCardell wasn't even on my radar coming into this game. You know, I thought they'd go mostly with Metzger, their regular fullback, but they're getting some use out of him.
Yeah, McCardell's been... He's been running well. And really, you know, they have a well-balanced rushing attack. They have not proven that they can throw the ball downfield at all. And second and 14, maybe they'll try here.
Back to pass. Rolling near side. Lundy looking, getting pressure, throws, and gets rid of it.
And it's going to be a late hit.
Before he went, got near the sideline, he got hit after getting rid of it.
I watched the ball, but I think it was Brandon Davis who got the hit on him.
I think you're right.
That quarterback, he throws that ball. As soon as that is out of his hands, man, you have to.
And it's so tough because you've got that adrenaline flowing through your veins.
Yeah.
You know you want the quarterback. You're about to get him. And even though he gets rid of it, it's like, I'm still getting him. And... you'll get them, and you'll get a yellow with it, too.
And a lot of times it's, you know, you've already made your dive at hitting the quarterback, and he gets rid of it just as you do that, and you really can't do anything about it. You know, I didn't quite see exactly how it went down there, but...
it's an automatic first down, even though it wasn't yardage-wise enough for the first. It marks the ball on the 30, so it's a first and 10 at the Middletown 30. Raiders lead by 10.
Yeah, Boiling Springs got posed out of about 4 yards here. Because the play started at the 41-yard line. It should be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage.
So and I believe they might be talking about that right now.
I don't know.
There's a timeout called. We'll step out. 4:37 to go in the second. Middletown 13, Boiling Springs 3. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available, but they are currently not allowing non-members because of the pandemic. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy, Dan McGarrow, and Joe Gassert. Kayla Kaufman is our studio producer. Anthony White got us started tonight. We're in Middletown. It's 13-3 Blue Raiders. First and 10, though, for Boiling Springs at the 30-yard line. So they didn't change the yardage.
A lot of times coaches don't know exactly where the last play was,
that's a good point.
Was snapped from. You don't keep in track like I am here.
Lundy hands it off. Menke going to the left side, finds a hole, gets outside of the 25 to the 20, aiming for the corner at the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. Or did he get out of bounds near the 1? Yep, they're saying he stepped out near the 2-yard line. Joseph Menke almost making it for the junior tailback.
He's forced out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
So they're going to mark it at the 2. It'll be first and goal to go for the Bubblers.
Big opportunity here for Boiling Springs if they can punch it in.
McCardell in the backfield. Lundy under center. McCardell coughs it up. It's loose. Middletown has it. On the 2-yard line, Wells falls on it. And Middletown recovers. Jeremy Wells with the fumble recovery. McCardell got hit hard right at the line.
Yeah, somebody knifed through. I think it might have been T.J. Daniels, who, as soon as they snapped that ball, he was diving at the ankles of McCardell, and then I think that interrupted the handoff, and that's what caused the ball to hit the turf.
These are plays that Bumblers are going to look back after this game, having one touchdown called back for a penalty, coughing it up down on the two. Raiders take over deep at their own end from their own two-yard line. Jackson is to the right of Rodriguez. Brody lines up on that left wing. They'll go left. He finds a big hole. He's up to the 5, the 10, up to the 15, and pulled down there. First down, but Jackson gives him a little breathing room now for Middletown. 4:13 to play in the second.
That's all you want from there.
It is a first down Raiders.
It is a inside your own 5-yard line. It's not a zone you want to be playing in very, very much.
Bryan in motion. They give to Jackson again. Another big hole. This time spins off a man up to the 20. Hit near the 22 and tackled up near the 23, 24-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 8 for Tymaire Jackson. And he's going to get a break.
Where it'll be second and 2.
And come off the field.
Yeah, that's the toughness of Tymaire Jackson showing through there on that run. He had a defender hit him at the line of scrimmage, and he was just able to shrug him off.
So now they go under center. On a second and 2, handoff near side, and it'll be a first down for Middletown, getting up to about the 27-yard line. They've used Brody now a couple times in that jet sweep.
Number 9, Tajay Brody with the carry.
Now Wotring checks in, gives Brody a breather.
Where it is a first down, Raiders!
I think They made the adjustment to give Brody some touches in this game. He has 7 so far in the first half.
Yeah, something they really needed. Wotring that time on the sweep, getting up to the 30-yard line. It's a gain of a few. Raiders lining up quickly. Second down and a short 8. Rodriguez back to pass. Throws across the middle, incomplete. Was looking again for that deep post for Nestor, but this time put it out just a little bit too far, incomplete.
The ball remains at the 3-yard line.
Rodriguez, 4 of 6, 57 yards, and that touchdown to Nestor in the first quarter. Now a third down here, big play. Willing Springs trying to get the football back.
Rodriguez has Jackson back in there to his left. Bryant in motion, following the blocking. Jackson just grinding it up the middle, up close to the 34, and then driven back. He'll pick up a few
Number
more.
Time here, Jackson with the carry.
We'll bring up a fourth down, and the punting unit looks to come in for Middletown.
He stopped at the 34-yard line. Where it'll be 4th and 3.
So from the 34, 4th down and 3, they'll have to punt. That'll put Patrick Garvey back to receive for Boiling Springs, standing at his own 30. Saw an earlier good punt by Daniels.
I know punting is the right move here, but yeah. The way Jackson is able to just make his own way sometimes, it would be tempting.
Now we get Middletown calling a timeout before the snap. We'll step out. 1:46 to go in the half. Middletown 13, Boiling Springs 3. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
John Wills back alongside Steve Leedy. 13-3, Middletown with a lead late here in the second quarter. Bleachers, I want to say about one-third capacity,
no.
if that.
No, not even that. No.
Less than
one,
that.
One.
Especially while the visiting side is maybe, it looks like, 10%, if that.
Yeah, the visiting side's 5 to 10%. Home side, the sides aren't very full, so
no.
I'd say maybe 10%. I don't know what the rated capacity of the stands are here.
It's pretty big. Oh, there's a punt, and it's blocked. And Boiling Springs falls on at the 31-yard line. Daniels kind of took his time a little bit on that,
yeah.
And it seemed like when he punted, it stayed low and kind of went at a short angle right into the defense approaching.
That was Douglas Bear who got in there and got the block. So now that's going to set up Boiling Springs here with 1:38 left to go. And a short field to try to punch it in and make it a one-score game at halftime.
First down and 10 for Boiling Springs. Lundy under center. Mankey goes in motion, gets the carry, sweeping to the left, tries to cut it up, but has nowhere to go. He's tackled right at the 31-yard line. No gain on the carry by Joseph Mankey.
Stop by number 50, Jason Stoner.
Yeah, we haven't really seen the tailbacks, Mankey and James, do much up the middle. They want to get outside. It's been the fullback that does the damage straight up the middle.
Second down and 10 at the 31. Lundy back to pass. Flags are thrown. Throws across the middle. Incomplete. Good coverage by Wells.
Yeah,
right there on top of Metzger.
This is a hold, and this is Tymir Jackson who got held.
Penalty's holding on Boiling Springs.
That was a big blatant one there.
With 1:02 to go and a half.
The important thing is Middletown can tack on another 10 yards onto that. Also, remember, field goal is still in play here for Boiling Springs. We got to see Jack Lang with the 33-yard field goal, and that had plenty of juice behind it. He probably can give it a crack from 45, I'm thinking.
I think you're right.
Because his kick made it through. It either hit the top of the wall back there or went over it.
So second down at the 45 of Middletown. Backs are split. Counter crisscross again. Mankey cuts it up the middle, breaks one tackle, gets to the near side. He's got room at the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. The counter crisscross. Joseph Mankey and Boiling Springs are on the board again.
Well, that's the misdirection of the counter crisscross, and it works for the Bubblers. As Mankey coming back across to the right side, Middletown kind of got sucked in, and Mankey had a lot of room over here and was able to find the corner, and this time didn't run out of real estate at the very end and gets it in for the Bubblers.
That was the play of the Blue Raiders back in the 90s, the counter crisscross. Extra point kick is on the way, and it's good. We'll step out. 49 seconds to play in the half. It's Middletown 13, Boiling Springs 10. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select knows the Middletown area, whether you're buying or selling. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net. The Raiders give up a big run there. And Boiling Springs is back within three.
And you get those misdirection play. That's why the counter crisscross is in the wing tee package, because it's one of those total misdirection plays.
Kicking off for Boiling Springs.
You see it a lot of times. It works or it doesn't work. You see a lot of times it gets hosed up in the backfield and can cause all sorts of problems. But if you can get it and catch the defense sucked in too much going the other way, you can break the big one. And the Bubblers got it there. And now it's a three-point game.
Nestor picks it up around the 9-yard line, up to the 20, breaks a tackle there. Flags are thrown. He coughs it up, but he was down. They're saying the ground caused the fumble up near the 30. And we'll see what the flag's about.
Braden Dunn is going to be called for a block in the back. And this is as blatant as they come. he went down and, man, he had all day to read the back jersey number of the defender and just put the two hands out. You do that, you're going to get the flag every time.
Well, year after year, I should say the last 4 years, we've seen a Middletown team that never cared how much time was on the clock going in at halftime. They would still run the plays and always manage to somehow get a big play. Now, those teams there certainly don't have a Brady Fox anymore, Jalen Thompson, or a Jose Lopez, but we'll see if Jackson can maybe add to that. As Middletown takes over at the 12, it's Jackson running near side up to the 15. The 20 gets pulled down hard at the 24-yard line.
Number five, time here, Jackson with the carry.
The only problem here is Middletown doesn't have that much time.
Stop the clock briefly at 34 seconds. And quickly line up, and the clock resumes again with a first down at their own 25. It's going to be Jackson again, going near side. Looks to go in, looks to go out, then runs out of bounds near the 35, stopping the clock with 22 seconds.
And that's the correct move from Timier Jackson there to step out of bounds, preserve some time here. In 22 seconds, that's not enough time to run it down the field. That's the only bad thing, unless obviously you break one.
Right.
But
just takes one. One run, Steve, from the 35. First down.
Four wide.
Yep. Twins on both sides. Rodriguez winds up, throwing deep down that right side, up for grabs, and it is incomplete with 15 seconds to go.
Yeah, looking for Daniels.
And dangerous.
He had lost his footing.
Patrick Garvey was over there for Boiling Springs.
And second and 10.
He was looking to just run it back if he had caught it. But
Daniels just couldn't keep his footing on. I don't know how to describe the field down there.
It's had its problems so far this year.
Yeah.
Second and 10 from their own 35. Jackson trying to follow the blocking, dragging a couple guys, gets across the 40. I think the Raiders are just going to let it run out here. Let's see.
Brought down at the 41.
Yeah, they'll just let it tick down. We've reached halftime here at War Memorial Field. Our score at the half.
Fans, that is the end of the first half. Your
Middletown 13, Boiling Springs 10. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
JD's Junction of Middletown. You can dine inside or outside, or get carry out. Steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and wings. Open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays through Sunday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. JD's Junction on Mill Street across from the train station. Their number is 616-8952.
Matinchik Funeral Home and Cremation Services is a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics. Matinchik Funeral Home can customize a funeral or cremation service for your personal or financial needs. The Matinchik family has been serving your family since 1961. Matinchik Funeral Home and Cremation Services wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Cuppy's Diner is the longest-running family diner in Pennsylvania, and they've served the community since 1933. Serving breakfast, grab-and-go carryout, and their Thursday box dinners. Cuppy's is open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until noon. Cuppy's Diner, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
American Legion Post 594 in Middletown is available to rent for your party or function. They also have in-house catering. Membership information is available for veterans, their relatives, or the public. The kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday until 10 p.m. Their number is 944-4797. American Legion Post 594 wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Welcome back. We're at halftime. John Wilsbach with you here on the Blue Raider Sports Network. And just trying to figure out how to get the echo out of my ear right now. Yes, there we go. Thanks, Steve. All right, we did a little equipment switching here, and we're at halftime. It's 13-10, Middletown leading Boiling Springs. And Steve will be back in just a little bit. He's going to go out and look for some scores and get the stats ready. And our Joe Gassert will be joining us as well. And don't forget, Dan McGarrow with Facebook is down on the sideline. And he's already uploaded those two Middletown touchdowns. So you want to check out our Facebook page as well. Joining us in the booth, our old friend Larry Etter, formerly of the Press and Journal. I hate saying formerly of the Press and Journal, Larry. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it is kind of different this time around for sure, but trying to stay busy, trying to keep involved in some degree here. So,
well, Larry is still one of our backup announcers here on WMSS and president of the Blue and Gold Club in Middletown, and it's been tough for all organizations this year, Larry, with doing any type of fundraising. But the Blue and Gold Club was able to actually do its summer raffle,
right,
and membership drive, and what a great big response by the community, wasn't it?
It was a real pleasant surprise. You know, we had to cancel the dinner dance back in the spring or winter, and we weren't sure how everything was going to go with the raffle this time around because of the situation. But we were really happy with the turnout, and we thank the community tremendously for all their support.
Yeah,
it was great.
And for that, people bought the raffle tickets through the mail. They were able to get their annual membership and all that money, and also order bricks if they wanted to, mm-hmm, that go on the Raider wall. But all that money goes in to the Blue and Gold Club account, and then the Blue and Gold Club throughout the year distributes to needy programs in the district, whatever that program may be. But, of course, this past year, the biggest one was the Raider Pack program, giving food on a weekly basis to needy families in the community.
Yeah, we were really happy to get involved in that. With everything else kind of scaled down, you know, the sports programs and the music programs and everything else. So, you know, we got involved with the Raider Packs thing, and we were really happy to be able to do that. And it was a good community effort, and we really appreciate the all the support, and we really enjoy helping out where we can in a case like that.
Yeah, and that was with the Middletown Blue Raider Foundation, the foundation who runs that Raider Pack program. If memory serves me right, it was a $4,000 donation that the Blue and Gold Club gave to the foundation to help supply needy families with
sure.
food.
Yeah, it's always nice to work with other organizations like that. You know, the Raider Foundation is a great group of people that have done so much, and we were more than happy to put our, you know, contributions into that and help as best we could. You know, it's people are in need, and we want to be there to help them out. So,
well, if you still have that envelope sitting around, folks, and you didn't do anything with it, or you just want to send something to the Blue and Gold Club, certainly you can check out their Facebook page online and get something to them, or send it right to the school district, care of the Blue and Gold Club, and they'll make sure they'll do something with that, whether it's more food or some of the other organizations. And of course, they've also handled and sponsored our playoff fees that we end up paying every year for doing Middletown sports playoff games. So they've done a great job, generous job. Let's talk about the Press and Journal, because I still run into people who didn't realize the Press and Journal went out of business back in, what was it, late May or early
July? July was actually the last day.
Okay.
Yes.
July.
Yeah.
And something that over 100 years, the tradition, mm-hmm. the keeping the Middletown community updated on everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. I know for you and Maxine, your wife, who worked there as well, it had to be so heart and gut-wrenching to watch that go.
It was, and you know, the trend the last, I don't know how many years, with newspaper print has been down. You know, you saw what happened with the Harrisburg paper, down to 3 days a week, and all around the country you hear different times that, you know, newspapers were shutting down, and it's just the times, you know, people don't look at the paper anymore. And of course, with all the virus program or problems going around, businesses were really hurting, and advertising is what carries newspapers. There's no question about it. It's not that 75 cents that you pick up the paper every week. You know, that goes a little ways, but not nearly enough to keep things going. And it was a struggle. And it was really, really difficult decision for Joe and Louise Sukel to have to make. But they didn't have any choice. I mean, it was just the way it is. And not the first ones that went down, and you know, certainly won't be the last. But, it leaves a big void in the community for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it was heartbreaking for them, for all their efforts, and you know, knowing what it takes to be a business owner and trying to keep things afloat was so tough for them. And they did that. And I think the community's starting to realize now, with how much lack of information is out there,
right,
how much they miss such a great community newspaper that, you know, not many communities have.
Right, yeah. And it's always been great. I still hear good compliments from people I run into, you know, with the sports coverage we always did, and you got the kids' names, and not just sports, but all the other programs, the pictures of the kids in the plays and in musicals and everything else. And people really look forward to seeing, clipping those articles out when they get their son or daughter's name in the paper. And that's something we always try to do, you know, picture in there and just, that's one of the biggest things that's leaving leaving that big void there that we don't have anymore. Plus the fact that you don't always know what's going on in the community either.
No.
I mean, that was a point of contention for several years, that some people didn't really, and I won't mention any names, but they didn't like the coverage they were receiving, negative press. But you know, the Press and Journal did not thrive on negativity.
Yeah.
They wanted to make things positive, but at the same time, keep people informed of what's going on.
That's right. Yeah, I used to get in some arguments, and I wasn't a newspaper guy, but I used to get in an argument with some folks who didn't like, you know, the coverage of things, and I'm like, you don't know what you have here, and they're just keeping everyone honest and, you know, covering things as fairly as possible, and that's what we needed, and unfortunately we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, some of the problems they ran into was, you know, they were getting, you know, of course there's always two sides to every situation, and they were getting what they could get from one side, and then the other side wasn't coming through to give them any information, so they had to go with what they had.
Yep.
And the reporters that were here the last couple of years did a great job of doing everything they could, and it is a shame that we're not around anymore to at least get the word out and let people know what's going on. So.
Final moments with Larry Etter, Middletown alumnus, Blue and Gold Club president, former sports writer for the Press and Journal, and backup WMSS announcer. All right, what do you see out of this Middletown team? Short season. It's only game three. They've got some holes they still got to fill, some things they've got to tighten up.
You know, you think about the last 5 years, how great things were here.
Yeah.
And everybody goes through some, downtime and stuff, and I think we're looking at that now. But, they got some really good kids out there. The numbers are down this year as well, and it's hard to kind of keep things going, especially when you lose the kind of talent they've had in the last several years. You look at the string of running backs. You start with Jalen Thompson and Brady Fox, and then Jose Lopez, and there are three guys that were phenomenal running backs, and they had everything else around them to make it work. And now it's a little bit different, and the kids are playing hard. I mean, they're doing what they can. With what they have to work with. And there's a lot of new faces out there as well. And, not having Tony Powell quarterback out there, too, that's a left thing. But, Rodriguez is doing a good enough job when he can. And so they're picking up the pieces and doing what they can with it. So we'll see how far it goes.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you as the season continues to progress here. And hopefully no issues with the pandemic. And we'll catch you around the block.
All right, John. Thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks. Yep, Larry Etter with us here. We'll come back. Steve has your halftime stats when we return. It's 13-10 Middletown leading Boiling Springs. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
American Legion Post 594 in Middletown is available to rent for your party or function. They also have in-house catering. Membership information is available for veterans, their relatives, or the public. The kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday until 10 p.m. Their number is 944-4797. American Legion Post 594 wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Welcome back, Middletown's War Memorial Field. John Wilsbach, joined again by Steve Leedy. It's 13-10, Middletown leading Boiling Springs here at halftime.
All right, let's look at the halftime statistics in this game. Leading rusher in the game, Joseph Mankey, 11 carries, 88 yards, has the Boiling Springs touchdown. Also on the ground, Aiden Metzger, 3 carries, 27 yards. Trim Cardle, 4 carries for 21. Devon James, 6 for 11. Passing, none for the Bubblers. Colin Lundy, 0 for 6 in the first half. Team totals, 24 carries on the ground for 147 yards. That's it. For Middletown, rushing the football is Tymir Jackson, leader at the break, 10 carries, 78 yards, and he has a touchdown. Also, Brody, 5 carries for 30 yards. Antonio Bryant, 2 for 6. Jaden Wotring, 1 for 3. Receiving, Julian Nestor, 2 catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Brody has 2 catches for 22 yards. Rodriguez in the first half, 4 for 7, 57 yards through the touchdown pass. Team totals for Middletown, 18 carries, 117 yards, 57 yards through the air, 174 yards of total offense for Middletown in the first half. Scoring recap, Boiling Springs took the opening kickoff down the field. Got stalled out in the red zone, though, but Jack Lang came in for a 33-yard field goal that was good. It was 3-0. Then Middletown struck back late in the first quarter on that 41-yard touchdown pass from Rodriguez to Nestor. Extra point made it 7-3 after one. And Middletown got a little breathing room with Tymir Jackson on an 18-yard touchdown run. Kick failed, though. It was 13-3. And then Boiling Springs, after what was a blocked punt from Middletown late in the half, they were able to get a 45-yard Mankey touchdown run, and Lang's extra point now puts the kicking game certainly into play here
as he made the extra point, did Lang, and it is 13-10 here at halftime in favor of Middletown.
All right, let's mention Triple A. Middletown's a Triple A team once again this year, and looking at who's in Triple A and where they stand in the point standings for playoffs. Right now, Boiling Springs is in the number one seat, closely followed behind by Wyomissing. They are playing an 0-3 Kutztown team that they'll probably annihilate tonight.
Yes, that will not be pretty.
Middletown is currently sitting in the number three, but again, if Middletown wins tonight, that changes things significantly. Number four team is Anvil Cleona. They're playing at Columbia, who's 3-1.
They get killed.
Yeah, Columbia's playing solid football right now.
It's 32-7 at halftime of that game.
Is that right? Yeah. Littlestown is behind them. They play Biglerville, who's just 1-3. And
I mean, let's face it here.
Yeah.
Regardless of the outcome of this game, Middletown's going to be in the playoffs because their opponent's winning percentage is so much better than anybody else that's in this list that, you know, they at a record of 2-2 will still qualify. No problem. And they're going to have Trinity next week. Trinity,
you could play the JV team right now. Trinity's,
but
they're hurt.
But Trinity can help Middletown tonight at possibly, again, as we said, the one seed is still in play for Middletown. They need some things to go right. And the one thing that's on the list that we don't think is going to happen is Trinity beating Big Spring. It's only 6-0 at halftime.
Okay.
So Big Spring is up
leading
6-0 at
half. All right.
So that's okay. We'll take that.
You and I talked before the season about a lot of the teams in AAA that, you know, we would need to keep an eye on and teams that would need some losses to help Middletown in the situation. We're completely blown away. The Lancaster Catholic is 0-4. Susquehanna Township is just 0-1 and hasn't been able to play because of the COVID stuff. West Perry 0-3. Bermudians 2-2. Littlestown 2-2. Middletown has gotten a lot of help in AAA so far.
We need Lancaster Catholic to keep losing because they play Juniata tonight. And that is another game that Middletown needs to see Juniata win that game.
All right, here's kickoff. And Middletown will receive to start the second half. Bryant returning it up the near side, cuts up at the 35 and tackled from behind up across the 41-yard line.
Julian Nestor a little slow to get up here. He's still on the turf.
Yeah, it looks like he may be cramping up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of that cramping up going on in the Steel High game. Luckily, this might be just the first indication here. If you missed the pregame show, we talked a little bit about the Middletown quarterback, and Tony Powell had the cast off his right arm, the broken bone, and now rehab for the next couple weeks. Could possibly return if Middletown's in the playoffs or later in the season, but wish him a speedy recovery on that. Rodriguez, low snap, and hands it off to Jackson, trying to dodge one player and cannot, just barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that play just didn't get off to a clean start. Loss of one.
I was talking to Tony down the sideline before the game, and he's just itching. He wants back so badly.
He put in a lot of work over the offseason, I know.
Second down and 11. Jackson up the middle, finds a hole, but he got tripped up, cutting through the line right at the 45-yard line. Meanwhile, Tajay Brody, in fact, that may be who he tripped over Tajay, because I think Tajay got the old flat tire down the back of the shoe.
Yeah, it's a shame. Tajay made a good tackle then because Jackson had some room.
Third down and 6. It's Jackson again up the middle. Jumps over a man but gets to midfield, but that's not going to be enough. He'll be 2 yards shy of the first. It brings up a fourth down and 2.
It'll be fourth and 2.
And I think Middletown's going to go for it.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm
Brett Myers has not hesitated many times over the years.
I'm trusting Tymier Jackson to get 2 yards, or Brody.
Jackson lines up to the left. He'll get the handoff. He's driving. He has the first before being driven back. He made his way all the way to the 47-yard line. It's a first down. And a good call going for it there on fourth.
Yeah, it, with just 2 yards to go,
first down Raiders.
You basically just give it to your bull and you let him just fight his way for it. And that's what they did. They just set him straight up the middle. Now Jackson out, Brody in as the running back.
Jackson getting a breather. Brody lines up to the left of Rodriguez with that motion on the far side by Wotring. Here's a slant in pass complete to Daniels. Caught at the 40, 35, and thrown down inside the 30-yard line. But Daniels, a first down at the 29 of Boiling Springs. And the Raiders are going to line up quickly again. They're moving it.
First down, Raiders.
They're going to take advantage of this.
Gain of 18 yards. That was a very crisp pass.
Yeah.
Right where it needs to be. That's a timing thing on that quick slant. And they had it on the same page right there.
Wotring and Daniels in the slot to the left side. Got a split to the right side. Here's a pitch for Brody going left. Pushes down one player. Weaves his way through a couple players and just gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 29.
Nine, Brody with the carry.
It's like the poster play, you know, in basketball. You just get flattened by a guy going for a dunk over you. That's what it is with the Tajay Brody stiff arm. But credit Carson Garvey. He was there. He got stiff-armed to the ground. And then Tajay Brody had nowhere to go, and he got up, and he helped with the tackle. So it's not all a win scenario for Brody when he's putting him to the ground. He had nowhere to go.
Brody lines up to the right of Rodriguez. Wotring in motion. Rodriguez throws the out pass far side, but it's incomplete. Unable to hold on to it was Arango.
Yeah.
Pass intended for number 15.
Tough.
Nizer Arango called
tough
incomplete.
Play
the ball remains at the
on the back shoulder all the way across the field. Takes a long time for it to get there. Cornerback over there is Devon James. You know, he's a speedy running back, so you know he's got some speed out there, and he was able to come up and
third
break that up.
And 10 at the 30 up the middle. Brody fumbles. Did he pick it back up? He does. Gets to the outside. Russell's his way to the 26-yard line. I thought he dropped it. Maybe he didn't.
I think he just stumbled.
Okay. But he's a little slow at getting up. And now brings up a fourth down. And let's see where they gave him the forward progress. They're going to say the 26, so it'll be a fourth down. And six. At the 26.
That's about seven.
It'll be fourth down.
You are correct. They get a fourth and a short seven. Jackson's back in there.
And look at maybe running Jackson, but get him outside.
Rodriguez is going to roll to the right. He's looking. He throws across the middle. He's got a man far side. It's Daniels with the first down on the far side. First down for Middletown. Daniels just right across the middle going to the sideline. Down there in the flats and wide open.
And sometimes those long crossing patterns, the receivers get lost in the wash there, and Daniels came free with nobody on him.
Going to mark it on 13-yard line. Jackson to the left of Rodriguez. Brody goes in motion. He follows Brody to the left. He's at the 10. He's at the 5, and he's tackled there. Close to another first down. Yard or two shy. They're going to mark him right on the 5, so it'll be a second down and 2 for Middletown. They lead it 13-10 with 7:37 to go in the third. Jackson, back left side this time of Rodriguez, gets it again, goes to the left, breaks one tackle, still standing, dives down to about the 2-yard line. And he has the first down. It's first and goal to go for Middletown.
Puts him at 100 yards even, and that's where he just shows the toughness.
Yeah,
all
right
the time.
There. Breaking that first
down,
that first contact right there was so big. Brody do that so well. Handoff, Jackson trying to go up the middle, and they stuffed him this time right at the line of scrimmage. Got nothing out of that. Back to the 2-yard line.
Stop at the 2-yard line where it'll be second and goal.
So second and goal at the 2. Middletown up by 3 points. Our Dan McGarrow's down there at the end zone. Hopefully they have another highlight for you on our Facebook page. Jackson to the left of Rodriguez. But Brody lines up to the right. They're all going to the left. And he gets hit again and tackled down close to the 1-yard line.
That's it. This is a...
Tell you what, this is a good defensive stand right now by Boiling Springs to stop him like they are.
I was going to say mission impossible, but they've done it twice now.
Third down. Jackson trying to go to the left again. Tackled. This time losing a yard. Now we've got a fourth down.
Pioneer Jackson, ball carrier of the play.
Fourth down and goal around the 2-yard line. You're getting stuffed here. Do you go for the touchdown? Or?
Well, you ain't kicking field goal. You missed an extra point in the game.
Well, that was with Sessa.
Credit the Bubblers. Heck of a goal line stand here.
They're going to go for it. Under center is Rodriguez. Motion is Bryant. He'll get the sweep. He's following Jackson easily to the right side, but flags are thrown. We're going to get a penalty against Middletown.
Number 21, Aldrick Bryant with Gary.
Great call on the Jets sweep, but someone is going to get a hold. Against Middletown.
Penalty's holding on Middletown.
So both teams now have had a touchdown called back from a penalty in this game.
Yeah, I did not see who held. I
think it was whoever was lined up wide on that far side.
I can only imagine it was way wide.
Yeah, because it was right there in front of that receiver. So now we've got a fourth and goal at the 12. And Middletown's going for it again. Rodriguez back to pass, getting pressure, gets wrapped up, tries to throw it. It's incomplete. Surprised he didn't get a...
It's incomplete because it landed at the feet of Jackson.
Turnover on downs.
Okay.
The ball remains.
And Middletown, which was knocking on the door, is stopped by this Boiling Springs defense with 5:16 to go in the third. Middletown still leading 13-10. But that was big. Bubbler's defense coming up solid.
A 15-play drive for Middletown that gets to the 1-yard line. A couple plays from the 2. How many plays they had? They had 4 plays at the 2 or the 1, and they cannot punch it in. Big confidence builder for the Bubblers.
Bubblers take over at their own 12. They'll give to James on the left side. Trying to get outside, but the Raiders right there to stay on top of him and take him down. Tim Wagner, one of those in there. Now let's see if the defense can come up with another big stop here for Middletown.
Brought down by number 14, Tim Wagner.
This is a big drive as far as the momentum goes here.
Ball spot at the 13-yard line.
Middletown needs to get the defense off the field here.
Bush lines up wide near Sabbath. They're going to hand it off right up the middle, and that's going to be the fullback. Not sure if that was Metzger or McCardle.
It's Metzger.
Metzger getting close to the first down as they'll mark him right on the 20-yard line. Going to be just shy. Brings up a third and one for Boiling Springs at their own 20-yard line.
Now here's a big play for the Middletown defense.
Yeah, and I would have to think they're going to send them here. Get the linebackers in, maybe send an extra defensive back. Under center this time, and the quarterback, Lundy, looks like he dove forward enough, and he does. He has the first up to the 22.
Number 10, Colin Lundy.
They lined it up tight. Just decided to give it to him. Let him keep it, I should say.
You don't know if that's called or if it's a thing that, you know, the quarterback sees when he comes up the line of scrimmage. He could just have a know, a code word or something. He taps the center on the butt and says, I'm going this way.
First and 10 from the 22. Little counter play they give to James. Almost had the ball stripped out of his hands, but then he stuffed at the 25-yard line. Number He's kind of holding that out just a little bit too far. And someone got a hand on it. But he was still able to get a few yards out of it. Up to the 25. Brings up a second down and seven. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. 13-10.
Yeah, their play timer almost ran out on that one because of all the misdirections and the fake handoffs. They almost ran out of time because Middletown had some pressure in the backfield there and almost blew that totally up.
Middletown leads by three. We've got an official stoppage right now. Just an equipment problem for Boiling Springs. Quickly corrected. Backs are split with a slot to the near side. Lundy hands it off. It's going to be McCardle.
Yep, just 2 yards on the carry.
Yeah, not much at all.
Number 44, Hayden Metzger with carry. South by number 10.
It's definitely Metzger.
Hayden Metzger.
Up to the 27. Brings up a third down.
Where it'll be third and five.
And a short five. Clock ticking away. 2:14 here in the third. Middletown holding a 3-point lead. After getting down to the 2-yard line, Boiling Springs will go with wide to the far side. Backs are split. They'll go again to Metzger. And he'll get tripped up at the line.
Number 44.
Just barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage. And a fourth down and four. And we should be seeing the punting unit coming in. And quarterback Colin Lundy does that job as well.
Where it'll be fourth and four.
For the Bubblers. And he is back. Wall is back to receive for Middletown. Good snap. Gets it away quickly. And Wall calls for the fair catch. Up at the 43. His own 43. And the Raider offense comes back onto the field with a minute 19 to go in the third. Middletown clinging to a 13-10 lead.
Well, there's another 13 minutes and 19 seconds to go in this game. But I will say, at this point, kudos to the Bubblers. You didn't know if they were going to be able to take that step from playing the Susquehannas and the other teams that they have played and beaten. And they're right here in this game. No matter if they win or lose this game, they're right here in this game.
Raiders from their own 42. Handoff, Jackson. Looking to go up the middle, a little stutter step, waiting for something to open. Gets up to the 45 and a little pushing rugby match, and then stopped right there. So they'll give him a few on the carry.
Time here, Jackson with the carry.
Seems like the Bubblers are
45-yard line.
Figuring out some of these runs, as we saw on that last drive where they got stopped in the red zone.
Jackson now with 20 carries, 103 yards.
Second down and seven. Jackson again. Looks to sweep, cuts it up. Midfield, goes to the far side. At the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, and goes out of bounds near the 23-yard line. First down, Middletown. Time here, Jackson. The Raiders are going to start knocking again there at the 24-yard line of Boiling Springs.
Where it is a
Carson Garvey was the guy who was there to prevent that from being a touchdown. Just ran Jackson out of bounds. Probably a good decision from Jackson just to go out, because he's been getting beat up again. Working both sides of the ball all night.
Jackson gets the breather. Brody's to the right of Rodriguez. Zettelmoyer at the left wing. Wotring goes in motion. Here's Brody trying to go up the middle, pounding his way, pushing inside the 25 to the 21-yard line. That may be our final play here of the third quarter. See if they get one more off. 15 seconds and counting. Second second down and 7, 4 seconds. They'll get it off. Here's Brody, left side, at the 20, gets outside, at the 50, pushes off another man, cuts inside at the 5, flags are thrown as he goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, Brock Welsh is going to be the guilty party.
Is it a block in the back?
I don't know what he did.
It was right on the near sideline. And so this will be the second touchdown called back now for Middletown on penalties as the clock expired here in the third. We have an injured Boiling Springs player down near the 5-yard line.
So the quarter isn't over. I think that it'll be, well, is it, they won't give an untimed down to the offense on an offensive penalty.
Good point. They're going to mark the ball at the 15.
Yeah, because the hold happened or whatever it was. I didn't see the signal.
I thought the hold happened down around the 5 or the push in the back, whichever it's going to be called. Brody did a nice job at reading his blockers and took his time, deciding to go outside, back inside. And I think it was that final block there around the 5,
yeah,
which allowed him to go to the end zone easily, because that's when we saw the flag come out.
Yeah, and Brock Welsh immediately put his hands out like, you got to be kidding me. So whatever he did, that was what the officials saw. And it looks like it is going to be one more play here in the quarter. So it's going to be, the end result here is a second down and 1. Because yeah, he gets credit all the way down to the 5-yard line. The penalty back 10 yards from there. The down does not count. So it's a second and 1 for Middletown.
At the 15-yard line of Boiling Springs. Final play here of the third quarter with no time on the clock. Brody is back there again to the left of Rodriguez. They'll shift a couple players to the right side, giving them trips right. Brody going to the right side at the 15, being pushed outside near the 13, getting stacked. He will have the first down and will step out. When we come back, it's the fourth quarter. Middletown 13, Boiling Springs 10, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy. Middletown leading 13-10. They've had two touchdowns called back with penalties, and Boiling Springs has had one called back with a penalty in this contest. Our other game at WMSSFM.com, the alternate stream, Central Dolphin leading Altoona 28-13. And with the fourth quarter, I turn the microphone back to my colleague, Steve Leedy.
All right, thanks, John. First down and 10 for Middletown. Football is at the 13-yard line of Boiling Spring. Shotgun for Rodriguez. Two receivers left, Wotring in motion. Handoff. Jackson up the middle, trying to spin and corkscrew his way. Gets to the 10-yard line for a gain of 3.
Time here, Jackson with a carry.
You got Amir Potter back 10-yard line in the lineup for Middletown. Down there on the line.
Where it'll be 2nd and 7.
And he and Wells making their presence felt.
2nd down and 7. Ball at 10-yard line. 2 receivers left. Jackson backfield to the right of Rodriguez. Gets the handoff. Does Jackson pushing forward inside the 10 and grinding his way down to, it looks like, the 7-yard line where it'll be third down and 4.
Time here, Jackson, again with the carry.
That defensive front for Boiling Springs has done a nice job at trying to hold up this offensive line for Middletown. They did it on that last series when the Raiders were down inside the 5 and couldn't get it in. Well, they got it in once, but it came back with a penalty. But we saw that in the Boiling Springs game. The Steel High game. The Rollers did the same thing.
Third down and 4, 7-yard line. It's going to be Jackson again. Gets hit up the middle, just pushing forward, trying to push him forward, but he is stuffed right around the 5-yard line. So this is going to be a fourth down and 2 at the 5-yard line. And can the Bubblers come up big again with a big stand?
Wow, that would be impressive if they're able to do that again.
Here we go. Everybody in tight for the Raiders.
I try to draw them off and call timeout.
I'll look back over to the sideline. 14-13 on the play clock. Everybody in tight. Handoff. Jackson pushing forward, and he is going to be short. I don't think he's got it. No, he's nowhere close. He's right at the line of scrimmage, and the Boiling Springs defense comes up big again, and they are going to get the football back.
Big stand. They tried. He tried following Beasley and Potter, and they just could not move that Boiling Springs defensive front, and they just stacked it and slammed in and stood everyone up. Big credit to the Bubblers defense once again. Holding up, and as you mentioned, the competition for them so far this year hasn't been much. We didn't know what to expect, but they're proving impressive right now.
So here come the Bubblers at their own 5-yard line, split backfield. And that is going to go to James, and he gets picked up and thrown down. That
Ouch.
Was Brody.
Yeah, Brody picked him up just like he was a little kid. And he gave the big body slam. He's not going to play football. All these colleges making offers to Brody. He's got a career at the WWE.
Yeah, Brody, by the way, picked up another offer. Virginia Tech gave him a ring this week.
Wow.
He's got a number of D1 offers out there. Here we go, second down and 12. Football back at their own 3-yard line. Quick hitter to the fullback. That is Metzger. And he gets out to the 8-yard line. Gives him a little breathing room here.
Number 44, Aiden Metzger.
We're on the air next week at Trinity. 640 airtime, WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Where it'll be third and 7.
At least they redid their press box over there.
I don't know if we'll be in the press box, Steve.
They have separate compartments in their press box.
Yeah.
That's good.
But with all the places doing social distancing, they might put us on the visitor side, or who knows.
Yeah, good luck with that there. Handoff goes to James up the middle. Grinds his way out to the 12-yard line, but it's not going to be enough for a first down. So they are going to have to punt it away here. On fourth down and 3.
Boiling Springs was able to block one of Middletown's punts in this game. Let's see if the Blue Raiders can maybe get to Lundy. He'll be standing right at the goal line. So a good opportunity here.
There's the snap. Lundy gets the kick away. Wall runs under it. Catches it 40-yard line. Goes up the middle. Somebody got him by the shoe. And he can't get away, but Middletown will start at the Boiling Springs 34-yard line here with 7:51 left to go. And Middletown nursing a 13-10 lead over Boiling Springs.
Now, if Middletown gets the number 1 or number 2 seed in the playoffs in a couple weeks, and that's when the game would be. Next week would be Trinity, and then the playoffs would start the following week. Middletown would host that game. We'll talk about that more here in the future.
Zettelmeyer as the running back in the backfield. Brody comes in motion as the wing back. He will get the give on the jet from the wing position, and he will get 5 yards going to the left, five or six down to the 28-yard line.
We saw Zettelmeyer move into that guard position 2 weeks ago, now back as a receiver or a wing back, and right there being the lead blocker for Brody.
You know, this time it's DeBryant trying to get around the edge using his speed, and he can't get there. He's going to be tackled right around the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a half a yard on the carry. And a loss of one.
Clock ticking at 7:12 here in the fourth quarter. 13-10 Middletown.
Third down and five. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Brody's the wing back on the left side. Jackson back in there. Got Boiling Springs to jump, and it was Bear over here on the defensive left front, and he knew it. He's like, yep. Dag on it.
He wanted to charge in from the near side at that quick angle and try to get to what he perceived would be the standard handoff to Jackson going up the middle and try to get him from coming in on the side. And that little jump cost him and gives Middletown a first down.
First and 10 at the 24-yard line. Two receivers left. Now man in motion. It's Bryant. It's going to be the handoff underneath to Jackson right up the middle. 20, 15, and down to the 13-yard line. A gain of 12 for Jackson on his 26th carry of the game. 154 yards. Has the touchdown earlier in the first half. And he's going to need to some extra time in the ice cooler after this one.
You got that right. He's a workhorse. He wants the ball. He wants out there on defense. At some point, you got to get a break, but he's going to stay out there.
Two receivers left. Jackson again in the backfield. Wotring in motion. Handoff goes to Jackson. Going left. Now cutting back up the middle, and he is going to be tackled after a short gain this time down to the 11-yard line.
Well, they pulled the guard, Potter, that time, and had him going to the left side, wanted to follow him, but yeah, he's running out of just a little bit of gas out there. He's been working play after play, and he's got to get this blocking down the stretch. Boiling Springs can't keep stopping all night, or can they?
Second and eight at the 11-yard line of Boiling Springs. Handoff Jackson going to the right, cutting back up the middle. And he's going to be spun back just inside the 10-yard line. So a third down and seven here for the Raiders.
Tymer Jackson, ball carrier on the play.
Well, and now, you know, they've gotten into the situation so many times here in the second half, and you just can't keep doing the run to Jackson and Brody up the middle. That's what Boiling Springs is focusing on. So what do you go to now? Do you go look for that screenplay, slant pass, who knows?
Bryant in motion. It's going to be the give to Bryant. Audric Bryant trying to get to the outside. Uses the speed and gets to the corner, and he is in for the touchdown. I see no flags this time. And the Raiders open up a 19-10 lead with 4:52 left on the clock.
And I think he got some help on that side. I think Derek Wall put a nice block on, doing a little containing on that outside to the cornerback, and just kind of was able to shield him a little bit. Good call on the jet sweep. Give the Raiders a little breathing room here late in this game.
Who is kicking? I don't know.
Hold on, flip a coin.
I don't think it's... Is this Colin Schaefer? Yeah,
this is Colin Schaefer this time. And it's good. He boots it almost straight up in the air, but just enough to go forward and make it over.
I have never seen that kind of trajectory on an extra point ever.
You're right. I never have either.
I mean, we golf. We know what a 60-degree wedge shot is.
Right.
That is like a 75-degree wedge.
You described it perfect.
Holy moly.
That was a pitching wedge extra point. For those of you who know your golf.
That's not a pitching wedge. It's way, way higher than that. We'll take time out. 4:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 10. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The newest business in Middletown is Comics on the Corner, located at the corner of East E Mall and Pine Streets. Thousands of comics from the 1950s to today. Open Wednesday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6. Subscription services are available. Their number is 717-413-7468. Online on Facebook at Comic Trader.
Welcome back, Middletown's War Memorial Field. Middletown gets a little bit of a breather, or some breathing room in this game, where they are up by 10. By the way, Sessa kicked the first extra point of the night. I automatically thought it was going to be Tyson Leach.
Okay.
But it looks like he is just kicking off. So there's Leach to boot it away. Squibber down the middle, picked up by one of the fullbacks. That is McCardell. And he'll bring it across the 45-yard line. And Big Spring will, or Boiling Spring will have it at their own 47. So not bad field position here. But
no,
time, time now not on their side, though. And Boiling Springs, they have been successful at times in this game running the football. Problem is, time not on their side anymore. So now we're going to have to see Colin Lundy, see what he can do if they choose to.
The Giant Company believes that the world is a better place when families come together at their table and connect over a meal, no matter where that table may be. For simple, affordable meal solutions for your family, it's your local Giant. And online at giantfoodstores.com. Giant, a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders.
Haven't had to worry about a late comeback, and now they're going to have to.
Second down and 10. Handoff that is going to go to Menke, I believe, going to midfield. Just a 4-yard gain. Is that Menke? I think it was. He's got the ball.
And Stoner had him there for a second and missed him as he got by. I'm looking for the injured Middletown player who's down right now at midfield, but may just be cramping. I can't tell who that is, but it's short-lived injury. That's Wotring. Okay. He's up. Appears to be okay.
He'll come over to the sideline. Third down and 6 upcoming for Middletown with 4:21 left on the clock here, where it is 20-10 in favor of the Blue Raiders. By the way, I took a sneak peek at the Trinity Big Spring score. It's now 14-0 in favor of Big Spring in that one. I know. Third down and 6. Passing situation here. Two wings in there. It's going to be a handoff to James. He will run it, and he will get the first down. Everybody was in tight. They didn't have any receivers out there. And James used the speed to get around the side and get the first down.
Mester was the only one over there to stop him. And they're not wasting any time. They're going to line up quickly.
With the first down. Handoff goes up the middle, and that is the fullback, and that is Metzger, I believe.
You are correct.
And he gets 8 yards on the first down carry.
Now the hurry-up offense by Boiling Springs right now is moving the football.
Put down at the 35-yard line where it'll be 2nd and 2.
And off again goes right up the middle. And nothing this time for Metzger. Tackle up the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard.
Now coming off the field is Beasley. Appears to be slightly shaken up. Maybe just sucking a little wind. And also down out there is Jeremy Wells. It may be a cramp. Wells appears to be okay.
there's a couple guys that are going to have to come off here on a third down and one play.
Yeah, they put Braden Davis into the game now, the junior, to fill that role there at linebacker. .327 to play in the game. Middletown up by 10.
Third down and one. Metzger in the backfield. Everybody in tight. It's going to be the quarterback, Lundy, keeping it himself, and he's going to get the first down.
Nice spin move he did.
Yep.
Got right through the line, and just as he got hit, just spun off the man, gave him enough extra surge of a yard or two. Our Dan McGarrow uploaded that last touchdown for Middletown of Bryant. So check out our Facebook page, WMSS 91.1 FM, as we have a timeout called by Middletown.
Yeah, Middletown tried to get a substitute off the field, and Brent Myers knew he was going to get hosed on a 12-man on the field penalty, so he ran out and called timeout. So we'll take one as well. 3:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 10. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field. 3:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. Boiling Springs trailing by 10, but they're at the Middletown 30-yard line where it is a first down and 10. I thought it was third and one. Handoff goes up the middle, and it's going to be only a couple yards for Metzger.
A Boiling Springs did a nice job a few times here in the second half at stopping Middletown in the scoring situations. Raiders are running some players in and out real quick now. See if they can do it.
Handoff goes to James, trying to get it around the outside. Makes a man miss, gets a first down, and now down the sideline and inside the 15, close to the 10-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark him at about the 12.
They made Nestor miss on that outside.
He's out at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, temperatures are cooling, and the grass gets a little slippery.
Gain of 17 down to the 11-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle. That is Metzger, and he will be turned back at the 10 for a gain of just one.
Aiden Metzger again.
Nice
Harry.
Job by Stoner getting in there first to hold him up and then get some help.
Where it'll be second and nine.
This is turning into the red zone battle between these two teams. Who can stop who?
Second down and nine at the Middletown 10-yard line. Again, it is going to be Metzger. Makes a couple guys miss and is able to get forward close to the 5-yard line.
And that was Jackson. First one in there. He's got such a quick surge. Got low on him, but his arm just slid right off the pads.
Third and four. Ball just outside the 5-yard line. Here's James trying to get to the edge. Cuts back, and he is into the end zone for a Boiling Springs touchdown.
They are not out of this game, and facing the adversity, they have responded. And now it's a 20-16 game, extra point pending. And with a minute 48 to play in this contest, we are going to see some exciting theatrics down the stretch here. They'll go for the one.
Jack Lang, and his extra point is blocked. And that's Brody coming running to the sideline with the block. So it's a four-point game. We'll take timeout. 1:48 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and S&H Screen Printing now have their new Raiderville web store up and running. The link is located at raiderweb.org. Screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and awards. It's Hughes Awards and S&H Screen Printing at 717-566-0245.
WMSSFM.com.
WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available, but they are currently not allowing non-members because of the pandemic. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field onside kick may be pending here. We'll see what Lang decides to do here with the kick. Middletown's creeping up. It is going to be an onside kick attempt. Middletown tipped it up, and I think Boiling Springs is going to have the football.
You are correct. It was Brock Welsh who came across the 50, and he tipped it up at the 49 of Boiling Springs. Didn't let it get that full 10. Tipped it. And a perfect onside kick by Boiling Springs to remain alive with a minute 43 to play, down by four.
So here we go. Game on the line now. Boiling Springs with the football. I think they have all three of their timeouts.
They do.
Split backfield. Handoff. It's the counter crisscross give to Mankey, and he gets turned back. Daniels stuffs him. Right in the hole there. Loss of a yard on the play.
Yeah, Daniels and Stoner in there. Stopped him because that counter crisscross has done damage. We've got timeout. We'll step out. 1:35 to go in the fourth. Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select knows the Middletown area, whether you're buying or selling. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Welcome back, Middletown's War Memorial Field, second down and 11 for Boiling Springs at their own 49-yard line. 1:35 to go. Bubblers trail 20-10. Handoff. James going to the outside, and he gets upended trying to hurdle somebody in the hole there. He was trying to get over Nestor, but he was brought down for a gain of three.
Yeah, Wells was down, and Wells is cramping again. Tried to get over Wells. Nestor got him nice and low, wrapped him up right around the calves and got him down quickly. So a nice tackle there, but it's Jeremy Wells again who's out there kind of trying to stretch it out, the 5'10", 215-pound senior. We're on the air Friday night. Don't forget we've got highlights on our Facebook page, WNSS 91.1 FM. Dan McGarro doing that for us. Back, little return trip from Indianapolis. So glad to have him along here with us tonight. Don't forget the All Oldie Saturday tomorrow morning. I'll be playing the 50s and 60s from 6:30 till noon tomorrow morning. Don't want to miss that. And Wells is up. Appears to be okay. Yeah, when we talk about the allowing more fans into the games, this was great. And I really think that they might be able to add more if they get another game. I think you're right, about a 10%, no more than 15% in this as far as fans.
We go third down and eight, Middletown 48-yard line for Boiling Springs. Down by four with 1:17 on the clock. Handoff goes to James up the middle. He's going to get stuffed for a gain of only 1 yard. And now the game is going to hang on the balance here on a fourth down and seven play.
Timeout
again. We'll step out. 1:09 left to play. It is Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Fourth and seven when we come back here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach. 109 left to play. Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Who had this game circled on your schedule?
I'll tell you, I did not expect it. And a lot of credit to Boiling Springs.
Yeah,
they are still in this.
Brad Zell and these Bubblers came to play this season. They're undefeated. It's on the line here. Fourth down and seven, split backfield. Wing, right, wide, left. Lundy takes the snap. Rolling, has time, looking downfield. Will throw it deep, and it is going to be incomplete. It is broken up by Bryant. The receiver was Patrick Garvey. He's looking for a flag. He's not going to get one. And Middletown is going to dodge the bullet here and take over on downs at their own 47-yard line with 101 left to play.
You couldn't get any closer timing on that wrap-up by Bryant. The ball hit Garvey's hands. Bryant immediately had him, swung him down. As that ball hit those hands, Garvey thought it was early. I thought it was perfect timing and a great job by the Raider defense down the stretch here.
First down, Raiders!
Yeah, let's put it this way. It was timed good enough that the official couldn't make that call. It wasn't obnoxiously early.
Oh, no.
So first down and 10. Game's not over. Bowling Springs has all three of their timeouts here.
They lost one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. They used one. So, Rodriguez.
I don't even think that's right because they had Middletown with all of theirs, and Middletown had already used a couple. So, whoever's keeping the scoreboard, I don't know what he's doing.
They're ignoring the timeouts left. So, Middletown will just take a knee, and they will line up. Maybe have to do it one more time. Let all the time go off the clock that they can here. Does Rodriguez. And he'll put the knee down one more time. 15 seconds left. Boiling Springs not going to stop it. And the players out there on the field, some well-deserved handshakes here in this one. Great effort by the Boiling Springs Bubblers. A year after they went 0-10, a 3-0 start this year. But Middletown gets the win here tonight. Our final score, Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field. Middletown victorious 2016. Let's go down the field. John Wilsbach.
There's head coach for Middletown. Coach, this was a hard-fought battle, back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that team was 3-0 coming in here. I mean, they played really hard, give them a lot of credit. I mean, they took us to the edge, and, you know, that's good for us to get that kind of challenge under our belts and be able to, you know, fight it off at the end and get it done.
And both teams in the red zone really battling down, and both defenses coming up big.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we pride ourselves on defense. We practice goal line every week. And, you know, based on their type of program they're running, I'm sure they practice some goal line situations too, and it turns into, you know, a battle of wills.
Talk a little bit about Jackson, workhorse tonight, offensive and defensive, over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we've come to expect from Tymier. I mean, might not be fair to be a D-tackle and carry the ball 25 times a game, but he's a tough enough kid that he embraces it and does what the team needs.
All right, does this get this team even more focused now? You beat an unbeaten team, going to probably move up in the rankings, and you still have one more to go in the technical regular season.
Yeah, those rankings aren't really a concern right now. They'll take care of themselves. What we got to do is get better, and hopefully it focuses us a little bit, but I got to do a better job helping them focus. We shouldn't need a tight game to focus, and I'll get better at it, and I'll make sure I get the guys going this week.
And the team down the stretch here this last series did a great job defensively and really rose up in the final plays.
Yeah, Coach Ortiz and the guys do a great job getting them ready, and they put the kids in position to make plays, and our athletes ran to the ball, and they disrupted stuff and gave us a chance.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Sean.
Brett Myers, got Tymier Jackson here too. Tymier, as Coach said, a lot of rushing in this game for you and defense. How do you feel?
I'm exhausted. This is the last time I think I play on this field. So, you know, I gave my all to everything. And my team had my back out there. So, you know, I played for them and they played for me.
They're stopping down there the other end here in the second half. I mean, it was like you guys are trying to punch it in. And they kept coming up big on you. But, you know, eventually you guys warmed down.
Yeah, you just got to stay focused. You got to keep pushing. No matter how many times you get stopped, how many times you fight, you just got to keep going. And that's the end result. So the end result is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tymier Jackson, back to you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, John. We will take time out. When we come back, we'll have the post-game statistics. Again, our final score here, it was Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Telefora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
JD's Junction of Middletown. You can dine inside or outside, or get carry out. Steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and wings. Open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays through Sunday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. JD's Junction on Mill Street across from the train station. Their number is 616-8952.
Matichik Funeral Home and Cremation Services is a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics. Matichik Funeral Home can customize a funeral or cremation service for your personal or financial needs. The Matichik family has been serving your family since 1961. Matichik Funeral Home and Cremation Services wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Cuppy's Diner is the longest-running family diner in Pennsylvania, and they've served the community since 1933. Serving breakfast, grab-and-go carryout, and their Thursday box dinners. Cuppy's is open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until noon. Cuppy's Diner, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back, Middletown's War Memorial Field. Middletown getting the victory tonight over Boiling Springs by a final score of 20-16. Let's take a look at the offensive statistics here from this one. First four, Boiling Springs, leading rusher Joseph Menke, 13 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Devon James, 15 carries, 52 yards, and a score as well. Aiden Metzger, the fullback, 12 carries, 59 yards. Trey McCardell, four carries, 21 yards. Colin Lundy, the quarterback, two keepers for 5 yards. Nobody caught a ball for Boiling Springs here tonight. Lundy was 0 for 8 passing. Team totals, 46 carries on the ground, 228 yards of total offense for the Bubblers here tonight. For Middletown, leading the rushing attack was Tymier Jackson, 28 carries, 156 yards, and a touchdown. Tajay Brody, 11 carries for 60 yards. Audric Bryant, 4 carries, 15 yards, and the game-winning touchdown for Middletown. Jaden Wotring, 1 carry for 3 yards. Receiving, Julian Nestor, 2 catches, 35 yards, touchdown. Reception, T.J. Daniels, 2 for 31. Tajay Brody, 2 for 22. Rodriguez, passing, 6 for 11 on the night, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Team totals for the Raiders, 44 carries, 234 on the ground, 88 through the air, 322 yards of total offense for Middletown. Scoring recap in this one. First, it was Boiling Springs took the opening kickoff down the field. Jack Lang, a 33-yard field goal. It was 3-0 Boiling Springs. Middletown answered right at the end of the first quarter. Nestor, 41-yard touchdown reception from Rodriguez. Cessa's extra point made it 7-3 after one. Then Middletown extended the lead with Timier Jackson, an 18-yard touchdown run. Kick was no good. 13-3 was the score, but Boiling Springs was answered before halftime on Mankey's 45-yard touchdown run. Lang's extra point gave us our halftime score up 13-10. Middletown extended their lead with Audric Bryant's 10-yard touchdown run with 4:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. Schaefer made the extra point. It was 20-10. But then Boiling Springs marched down the field and scored with 1:48 left to go. Devon James, a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point was blocked by Brody. It was 20-16. Boiling Springs lined up for the onside kick. They got it, but they were unable to get a first down, and Middletown was able to kneel out for the victory. Now let's turn over to Joe Gassard for some defensive stats in this one from Middletown.
You have Jason Stoner with 11 tackles, Tim Wagner with 5 tackles, Dylan Zillmore with 4 tackles. We have Julian Nestor with 3 tackles, Tamir Jackson with 3 tackles, Tajay Brody with 3 tackles, Aldrick Bryan with 3 tackles, Jeremy Wells with 3 tackles, and we have Jaden Warding with 1 tackle, Jackson Appleby with 1 tackle, James Smith with 1 tackle, Braden Davis with 1 tackle, Nick Newton with 1 tackle, and Marquise Beasley with 1 tackle.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. We'll take one final break. When we come back here, we'll bring John in here to wrap things up again. Our final score, it was Middletown 20, Boiling Springs 16. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
American Legion Post 594 in Middletown is available to rent for your party or function. They also have in-house catering. Membership information is available for veterans, their relatives, or the public. The kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday until 10 p.m. Their number is 944-4797. American Legion Post 594 wishes the Blue Raiders good luck.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
The newest business in Middletown is Comics on the Corner, located at the corner of East E Mall and Pine Streets. Thousands of comics from the 1950s to today. Open Wednesday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6. Subscription services are available. Their number is 717-413-7468. Online on Facebook at Comic Trader.
Welcome back. Middletown victorious 20-16. John Wilsbach with you on the postgame show, and Steve Leedy. And one thing we didn't mention tonight, and we will now, is that this was unofficially, technically, the 600th Middletown football victory. This dates all the way back to 1920 and...
Yep, 1921.
1921, and all the records that were kept and all the information that's been found here in the recent months of the Middletown School District, and Steve doing research with some other folks, Chris Blasey, Mike Treader, and others, and Coach Myers, and finding out that we were at 599 going into this game, and This was number 600, technically, for Middletown.
And another thing I have here is the Scorigami chart. Yeah, are you familiar with what Scorigami is?
I'm afraid to ask.
It is all the results of the scores of the whole history of Middletown football. And tonight's game is a Scorigami. 20-16 has never come up before in Middletown football history. So this is there's a little hole right here at 20-16, and that's going to have a one in it now because
how many times has happened?
We have one.
Interesting.
Shockingly, the district championship game last year against Wyomissing was 24-21. That was a Scorigami in Middletown football
okay.
history.
Well, congratulations to all of those who have played and contributed over all these last 100 years to Middletown football to make it to number 600.
Yeah, and 600 wins, there are some games against some non-high school teams. So that's why some people count some things, some
right.
people don't count other things. Steelton, Highspire, they count like every game back into the 1800s where they were playing, you know, adults, high school kids are playing adults and other things. Middletown has some games against some adult teams. They played the American Legion. They played the alumni, and those are games that you can technically count. There is no, I don't think there is an official, like, keeper of all the stats and all the results because basically it's pretty much impossible to go back in time because the media coverage back in the 20s of or the 1920s aren't what it is, you know, in the past 40, 50, even 50 years where you had results of every game. I mean, I've looked back into the 1920s newspapers, and I can't even find results that we have recorded, but there's no stories on them in any games. We just have the scores. We know we have the scores. Somebody had them somewhere, and they're recorded, yep. and we have them. So as we have it, it is the 600th win for Middletown football here tonight. One thing that I want to see is I want to see Middletown celebrate next year. It's not the 100th year, but technically next year is the 100th anniversary
right.
of Middletown football. So because of the situation as it is here this year,
you can't
really do too much.
Right.
Hopefully things are back to normal next September, and everybody can be here and celebrate the 100th anniversary of Middletown football.
All right. Well, the big thing is let's run down what scores we can find in the meantime, and this will certainly propel Middletown up even higher in the rankings with this victory over Boiling Springs. That's big.
All right. So I'm just going to go through here and read what we got. Chambersburg leads East Central Dauphine 17-8. That's in the second half. Conestoga Valley beating Manheim Central 41-28. That is in the fourth quarter. Lampeter Strasburg, Olive Garden spot 40-0. Conrad Weiser beats Daniel Boone. That's an assumption that I made when I figured out that Middletown was still alive for the first seed. So that's okay. Bishop McDevitt is beating Cumberland Valley. They'll beat them. It's 28-3 at halftime there. Spring Grove over Dallas Town, 41-18 in the fourth. Twin Valley is beating Schuylkill Valley, 28-7. That's one of those games that Middletown needed to go their way,
right?
If they want to stay alive for that.
Schuylkill Valley is also a Triple A team, holding the number 8 spot.
They are an opponent of Wyomissing. That's why it's important.
Right.
Berks Catholic leading Exeter, 42-28. Mechanicsburg bombing Susquehanna Township, 40-0. We thought Susquehanna Township was going to be a factor, but
not at all this year.
Apparently not. Central Dauphin all over Altoona, 42-13. I think we have a later score than that, but Central Dauphin a winner easily. Governor Mifflin all over Muhlenberg, 49-0. Juniata and Lancaster Catholic. This is one that has to go Middletown's way if they want to get that number one seed. And score here says 20-20 in the fourth quarter. So that one's going down to the wire.
So root for Juniata.
Root for Juniata. Manheim Township all over Hempfield tonight, 49-7. Cocalico blanked E-Town, 52-0. Wilson over Cedar Crest, 41-6. Cedar Cliff all over Palmyra, 42-0. DeLone killed Fairfield, 62-14. East Pennsboro with a nice win over Waynesboro, 40-20. I think Waynesboro was unbeaten.
How about that Columbia score?
Yeah, 44-7 over Anvil Cleona.
Yeah, Columbia taking down Anvil Cleona, who was holding the number four spot in the playoff seeds.
Warwick over Solanco, 48-14. That Warwick team is pretty tough. York Catholic over Hanover, 55-21. Littlestown all over Biglerville, 40-7. That's another team that's hanging in there in the rankings.
Right.
Shippensburg beat West Perry 20-7.
Littlestown number five in the rankings going into tonight. And with Anvil Cleona losing, that should help them move up.
Big Spring we know is beating Trinity 14-0 at some point in the second half when I snuck a peek in at that one. There's William Tennant. That's a District 1 game with Plymouth White Marsh that will...
That'll have some factor in the points.
Yeah, and William Tennant beat Plymouth White Marsh tonight. So that's another thing that goes Middletown's way tonight. I thought that one could. Twin Valley's going to win. And if Juniata can win... It's still on the table for next week. There's about...
If not, we're pretty much guaranteed second seed.
Yeah.
And with that, that will be a home game at Middletown on Friday night, October 30th.
Yeah.
So either way, fans, you can guarantee, I would say at this point, we're going to have another home game here at Middletown. Hopefully they'll be able to increase maybe a little bit some of the seeding. Who knows? And we'll have a playoff game here as either the one or the two seed. And that, of course, is assuming we're going to beat Trinity, which is an easy assumption next week. But that would be on Friday night, October the 30th, most likely.
Yeah, so looking at the results that we're going to need to see next week, it's not really a laundry list, but... Boiling Springs is going to be a big factor because they're going to have to beat Camp Hill because that'll help Middletown's opponent winning percentage. Had Middletown played and beat Camp Hill, that would have taken that game out of the mix, basically, because we would have played them both. But that's now a big game, and Boiling Springs would have to win. Here's all that needs to happen from what I can put together here. If Juniata wins... We know Big Spring Trinity is not going to beat Big Spring, so I'll just mark that as not going in Middletown's favor. So Twin Valley beat Schuylkill Valley. William Tennant beat Plymouth White Marsh. Fleetwood and Hamburg is so little of a difference that doesn't really matter. That's the other game this week. So the games next week, as long as Juniata can beat Lancaster Catholic, Twin Valley has to beat Hamburg. I don't think that's a problem. Boiling Springs has to beat Camp Hill. That's probably at least a problem. Boiling Springs was tough here tonight. Camp Hill's a different beast because they throw the ball all over the place. So we'll see what happens there. Upper Moreland has to beat Plymouth White Marsh. Upper Moreland, I think, is 1-1 on the season. But I think they would be favored over them.
Yeah, White Marsh isn't that good.
And Upper Dauphin... would have to beat Fleetwood. Not out of reason.
All right.
It can happen.
Well, we will certainly have it for you next week. We will run it down as things happen and stay on top of it, as next week is technically the final week of the regular season for Middletown, who will go to the playoffs either as the one or the two. So stay tuned to WMSS. Stay on our Facebook page. We'll keep things updated. By the way, Dan McGarrow, our Facebook guy, had that final play, that pass play that was busted up by Bryant for Middletown. That's uploaded, so you can check that out on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for Kayla Kaufman, who is our studio producer for Dan McGarrow and for Joe Gassert. Colleague Steve Levy. Middletown victorious tonight over Boiling Springs 20-16. John Wilsbach, thanking you for joining us on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening. listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by The Giant Company, Cuppy's Diner, Gingrich Memorials, J&J Pizzeria and Grill, Creations with You in Mind, Jack's Auto Sales, Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, DHL Supply Chain, The Hedrick Center, American Legion Post 594, Daly's Golf, Brownstone Cafe, DFW Post 1620, JD's Junction, Matinchik Funeral Home, Middletown Moose, Raiderville Web Store, and Comics on the Corner. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.